Alright, SPP meeting, well, we'll change for January 24th.
A bunch of dead triple A's.
That's amazing.
You will find this beneficial if someday.
No.
Why I'm retired.
Be that way.
Change of the guard.
I figured it was. I just wanted. I figured you guys knew that off top of heads and those point wins.
Well, because it was submitted by tech staff and I believed it to be, but had no proof.
Giving you.
Knock it off. Cause I'm gonna punch you.
I put that at home a lot too.
I'm going to keep this one going.
Yeah, this one here was drafted in July when we grabbed on. And this was in response to the built on SFE2 that were installed last winter, well, actually the winter before, a year ago. And so that change was because we weren't able to lower the number two entrance all the way down the sill because it was still for the nighttime laboratory operation. But really, we don't need that anymore because it's still going to be removed.
They're gone, right.
Work period.
So,
throw
this one out.
Throw it out, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this is
gone.
This is only
the
9-foot criteria?
That was my comment.
Oh, no, that's...
No, we're not there yet.
Okay. That was approved? Am I undoing the change?
Yep. There's no need for it.
There's no need for it right now, so we're going to...
Nighttime operation.
If there were need, we would still be okay with it.
So there's no need. So this is number one. This is number two also. This is still out of the way.
Number two has also been approved. And we have no changes to that.
Which one's out?
This is the spill operation during change to the TSW at McNary.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Just writing it out exactly what we're trying to hide. Let me do.
What? Wait a minute. I'm going to read this a little more carefully here.
This was approved back at FPOM in 7-12.
I'm going to write that one down.
Approved it in July. Comments?
Oh, that's why I did.
But this is the one submitted by Carl, right?
Okay, so we're on number three?
I'm on number three. MCN number three. Are we there yet?
I'm there.
McNary section 4.1.
Okie dokie. Warm water.
Okay.
We're going to have some changes to this change form also.
What?
Is this the one? No. Are we in the same one?
Uh-huh.
No,
Oregon?
No. This is...
Didn't you just move all this, the Appendix B?
Yeah, we moved the... There's a section in Appendix B that refers directly to McNary Dam.
Yeah.
Warm water operation, we like to keep everything there. This is just links stuff. This is just to make sure the operators see you've got to go to another section of the plan.
Okay,
so
and all my comments are on the other section.
Can we go to that part then?
Okay, let's look at the
Appendix
B.
Let's deal with Section B as its own section.
It's more than transport.
I know.
No, we cannot do that.
Sorry.
What are we talking about here?
We're talking about
change up.
We're not talking about transport.
Because really, this doesn't belong in transport.
That's part.
It belongs where it
that's
is.
Associated one in Appendix B.
Yeah, Appendix B.
Okay, so that's still talking about this change form then. You don't agree with this change form.
Do not agree with it.
Yeah.
Not approved.
Can you use split screen?
I don't know. My computer does anymore.
I don't have care if you go on and then get to B later.
That's a change form, so I guess that's not what we're looking for.
Okay, this there's
what number is
it's Appendix B003.
Not going to help me actually.
It's just down the page.
Okay, what section?
That's not the change form.
What section?
Three. Summer transport.
That's the actual appendix, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Because that's what they want to
do.
There's a change form.
For appendix B?
Yeah. At the end of your list, somewhere
else.
Lamprey tail screen?
No, we keep. Yeah, these are the next one, number two down. That's two.
Check release site?
The next one is number three, right there. This is appendix B. There you go.
There she is.
There you are.
Hi.
How's it going?
He showed up here just in time. This is.
I saw the John Day and Bell's bios heading out the door.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Except they came up the stairs and I'm not allowed on the floor.
Found out again. You can see what's been added to appendix B. Now, this is the operations of the secondary bypass and the transport. John?
Okay, well, Carl, you on?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Basically, what this is addressed is the generally to address the warm water operations of the turbine units. And I have some changes to this one, I would suggest. But the idea is to have the turbine units operate staggered when we have a problem to even the temperature in the channel, pretty much as we have in the past.
Right.
Couple of years.
To avoid you know, severe changes in the temperature as they're going down the juvenile channel. And those changes could occur down below as a list you see under Part B there that tells the different triggers for that. That would force us, or not force us, but allow us to go into a staggered operation during those events.
Well, in this section of such, we'll begin.
I think John or Greg about the idea of possibly making 3 days of those, but talking it over with staff here, we decided to keep it just as it is here, 1 day of any of this stuff, and as soon as it went out of that thing, we could go back to the old pattern if it's desirable. So those would be the triggers that you see down below there under Part B, 68 degrees Fahrenheit in the lab. Area there, temperature gradients greater than 5 degrees, sample mortality greater than 3%, system mortality greater than 6%.
Okay, and this takes the place of the old north operation versus south priority operation, right?
Right, and this this is what Schneider's model, supports too. And it's actually what we did in 2009 when we had a fish kill over several days. We were finally able to stop it by using this staggered spill. Even though temperatures could continue to climb over the next week, we stopped killing fish by using this method.
So I think the only question, Carl, is whether it really needed to be defined in a unit priority or whether it should be left up to the model at the time that we're approaching the issue, because that's kind of largely what you relied on for this background information to develop this unit priority, isn't it?
Right. I would stick, well, this unit priority, as we have it right here now, as shown on the existing document right in front of you there in the red, normally unit one is going to be in operation. You don't want to shut it down under these circumstances because it's providing the traction flow to the south entrance of the Oregon ladder. In that case, assuming unit one is going, then you shut down unit two, four, six, and so on as needed. But if for some reason unit one is already shut down, you might very well start out, to where the odd-numbered ones are shut down. So anyway, you need some flexibility. But this, you know, basically states the case. It's every other unit, and it's going to depend somewhat on which units are running and which ones are not, obviously.
Can I?
You want to avoid, if possible, having...
Can I boot
right next
this
to
one?
Because
I'd like to see this. I'm not going to agree to it now.
Okay.
I'd like to have a discussion about this and FPOM and go through a little more of the details, because I'm an advocate of using the model. But I haven't seen this particular operation before, so I was a little. You know, I haven't had a chance to really go through it and understand it. I see some discrepancies. There's discrepancies in the language itself, where it says to operate the units and then it says to not operate the units and the same units. So that's a little bit of that's just a technical thing, I think. But also, just to look at overall the temperatures, I've seen 70 degrees. I see 68 degrees, which concerns me. We have two different temperatures in different parts of this.
Okay.
The adult part of it that Carl just mentioned, we want to make sure that we have a adult attraction. If there, you know, we're seeing this problem, but there aren't many juveniles in the river, but there's tons of adults, we may not want to jeopardize adult passage for the juvenile concern. And then there's this wind issue, and I realize that's part of the model, but, you know, these things can change pretty quickly, so... So I think this one just needs a little more thought, a little more time for, maybe it's okay, but for,
yeah,
at least for myself, to really understand it all and talk about it a little bit, because I've been an advocate of using the model. I think that's a great way to go, but, you know, also I remember the old north versus down the south operation was what we always were trying to do before, and, we don't have TSWs in the summer when this happens, so it shouldn't matter that much, but still, it's a... You know, trying to get fish to the spillway and not to the powerhouse is a priority. And then I have some issues with the sampling, 8-hour sampling that's required after this. Do we really want to run fish through the bypass system for 8 hours, knowing that we have a high mortality potential with additional stress? Can we do that in a smarter way, say run it for a couple of hours at 4 or 5 in the morning when it's cool, to get a look at how the fish are doing? Are we trying to, as you know, the sharp object idea came up in there. Well, you can run the sample for just a couple of hours to get an idea if you have a sharp, you know, a problem with some mechanical thing. But if you're trying to really get a true sample of mortality rates over the, you know, the day, then that's a different issue where you need a longer sample rate. But the problem is, if you run that sample loop, you're probably not doing the best thing for fish doing that, because it's more stress.
There was concern, I think it was from your assistant project bio, to not have any sampling, because we went back and forth in-house on the need for sampling.
Right.
We're already in a critical period where
right.
we want to handle.
Exactly.
And, you know, Bobby Johnson's been out of the project for a long time, felt really strongly in his discussions with Carl that, boy, this is the only way we know if we've got something stuck somewhere. You know,
I agree with that. I mean, there's a responsibility to monitor if this happens over a period of days. You know, if it's a day or two, I'm not too worried. And I forget the language on the frequency of the... But, you know, really, we don't need this every day. You know, in my view, keeping track of problems at the project is like an every other day or every 3 day sort of look. To me, it's not a daily monitoring.
This is not the time of year.
It's like Ice Harbor.
This isn't your major debris.
Well, it's
not.
Becoming an interesting time for debris to build up, though. Once we shut off the TSWs, we start building up.
You do, don't you, in the summer? Yeah,
so
yeah, that's
that
tumbleweeds and stuff
years.
Blowing in from the fields,
yeah,
and that's
just
stuff.
The very beginning. But isn't this the
it's a different kind of debris.
Third week in July. When is
it? It's about the fourth the other thing
week
to remember
in July.
Is,
exactly.
Yeah, it's late in July.
Yeah,
the frequency
right.
of this occurring, based on history, is about once every 15 years.
Right.
So,
yeah,
you know,
it's the temperature.
We're trying to be ready, though, because you never know. Temperature's changing,
yeah.
climate, you know, things
so
like
I'm not
that.
Saying I think this is good to get at this, but I'm just not, I haven't really consumed the whole thing yet. I just read through it yesterday quickly, and I thought, ew, boy, that's a big change.
So why don't we have Carl come to the next?
I think
FPOM
let's have a spend an hour or so talking through it.
Have more discussion.
we'll have FPOM at McNary in February.
That'd be good to have FPOM at McNary in February. You guys could drive like we did this morning.
I heard about that.
Okay.
Thank you for risking your life.
Interject real quick. So, Carl, this is Doug, and thanks for putting this together. Just quickly rehashing, really quickly, 2012, I guess. After having this conversation, I see it threefold. Issue number one is criteria for fish condition sampling. Okay, can we get a nod on that? Because I think it's trifurcated. Issue one is criteria for fish condition sampling. Criteria two is criteria. Well, I mean, there's three issues. It's the old three-legged stool. Okay, don't want to quote me on that.
Okay, so let's just be clear to Carl on the phone. Doug, what you're trying to do is identify three specific things that you'd like to see followed up when we have a discussion at FPOM. Is that what you're trying to do?
Carl, what I'm trying to do is I'm hearing there's some comments about the way it's currently approached and in this form, and I'm trying to remind ourselves of what we went through this recent year, and I felt there were three themes. And I'm trying to, while we have all these heads and you on the phone, I wanted to just see if I could get some concurrence on what those themes were. And
sure, so, I've got Bobby here too, Doug. I just called him in because he knows the system better than anybody. So, but go ahead. I've got just, the one that's criteria for sampling. What were the other two?
Right, well, so it's fish condition sampling because I think that gets at what Gary's suggesting about frequency and duration, 8 hours, 68 degrees, whatever it is. But that speaks to fish condition sampling. The second issue is it was for holding and transport because that was another component is we were approaching fish condition sampling, handling procedures different than we were for transport. That raised a lot, created a lot of frustration in 2012. There were concerns about the location of the probe. Was it in the sun? Was it in the shade? Was it at the trough? So to me, clarification on those are two different issues. And then the third issue that I think you've been really clear with on this one is just unit operations. And I think that's what this focus is on. But I think those are three issues that are similar but different. Am I being clear? I mean, because I'm just remembering the pain we went through in 2012. We had a request to discontinue transport. Mm-hmm. We went through this whole exercise, and I'm just remembering what some of those conversations were like. So, is that...
I'm not really sure. I mean, you never initiated transport. Did you?
We were asked to discontinue, and so...
Oh,
because
of the river?
Because, yes, and so there was a lot of conversation on 68 degrees, and there were differing opinions as to what 68 meant.
The 68 expansion in the sample trough.
And duration.
The
70 is the forebay.
Right, so there were conversations about mm-hmm. forebay temperature.
Right.
There was the infamous trough conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There was the raceway conversation.
Luckily,
there was the sun raceway versus the shade raceway.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was how those conditions applied to transport but wouldn't apply to sampling. So
my other comment then is... This is in the transport appendix, and you know I think that after the end of the day, I don't know what rollover and who's going to object, but we are trying to stop transport at least barge. Truck's another discussion, but so where does this belong? If you're seeing problems in the sample, it's really day-to-day project operations, whether you transport or not. It's a problem that with the bypass system, it's a problem with turbine loading and operation, and it's not transport, it's operations of the project. So to me, it belongs in that section where you're operating the project.
Right, I'd second that.
Yeah.
So you're arguing that...
It lives in the main body, where
right.
turbine operations are.
Which is fine, but that doesn't speak to the other... Because, for example, Bonneville, John Day have... sampling criteria in the appendix under
right.
warm water conditions.
Right.
So this is similar to that in that if it is appropriate to have monitoring protocols for McNary, similar to Bonneville and JDA.
In the monitoring section.
In the monitoring section,
right.
that may be prudence. But I just see there's three circles. And so the operations piece may go in the narrative, temps may belong in temps, and then the transport, as you suggest.
We'll see where it ends up.
I don't disagree with you there. If we go back to the turbine ops, it may just be a statement in there that says
under a certain circumstance, we go to what the model suggests.
Right.
And otherwise, we stick with what is our priority. You know, so we'll identify those circumstances.
The discussion I want to have somewhere, whether it's Fitterwig in a week or whether it's at O&M, is the model, because I've been bringing that up. I'm on record for several Fitterwigs that we need to start doing that and using it, but you know, what I haven't heard is then how.
I think I have a conflict in being there for Fitterwig. I might be able to be there in the afternoon. Is that a two-day meeting?
It's going 2 days, Thursday and Friday, so if you could be there Friday morning, that'd be a good time to talk about this, maybe. And
that's like the 1st of February?
That's next
February.
Yeah, next week. It's next Friday. Thursday
and
Friday.
So if it's not at 8, if it's like at 10 or something, yeah, I can do that. And so the update I have on the model is that, you know, we have worked. Rosanna came to the Corps last October, November, and we then in operations talked with Randy about whether he could finish up some of the details. There's been some loose ends. So this is the first year that Carl and Bobby had used the model. Carl had had an orientation and John Bailey had sat in on it, but you know, people had never really had a real-time circumstance to like, okay, here's the model. So, you know, they're kind of on board that it exists now. It's a tool, but it wasn't ready. They couldn't just grab it.
Right. And that's my view of the situation was I wanted the project bios to have the ability to use the model to make real-time decisions at the project.
Yep.
Then, you know, there's some limitations, some constraints there, you know, that everybody's got to live with in terms of like adult passage issues or whatever, but that instead of it's hard being
it
hardwired.
It should be a very short duration.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't
happen that often, but right. It's just that it does in summer. We get those weird conditions where it gets still. So, but I want them to be able to have the ability to make that decision and make the call right there on what they need to do. So.
I mean, this is their best guide.
Right.
But the problem is, right now, the data does not auto-load, so there was just some stuff like that that Mike needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of needed him to do a few things to just cut it loose so that he wasn't needed every time somebody needed to run it. And I guess it was
that's tough to do.
One of those things.
Yeah.
I don't know if you asked at SCT. Did you guys talk about this at all? Because it was Randy Chong through CRIFM that was going to fund funded the initial of this. And asked him to please finish it up so that it was always available for these guys.
Yeah, and that's been the idea along.
He had told me that he was going to, although it's been probably a month and a half ago since I followed up on it.
Didn't come up last week in SCT.
No, it did.
Okay, so we should follow up on it.
Yeah, let's follow up on that.
The model's great, but I need something in the body that says units can be shut off for a warm temperature.
Right. The general guidance needs to be there. Yeah. Getting too detailed is probably the wrong way to go.
Not there, but it needs to say something about that. Yeah. Because usually it happens at the hottest time of year, and they're going to want to use them, shut them off.
Right.
And so it needs to be explicitly spelled out that this is a condition that allows it to be shut off.
Okay. Are you going to be at Fitterwig then, too, so we can talk about what we need? Eggs will be.
He sent his minions.
I like black too.
She likes black. Remember that black.
We're gonna have to get her one of those cups as well.
A little one though, like a shot glass.
Okay, so we'll have it, Carl. I think the due out. Are you available to also come? We still don't know that Mike can come to the next Fitterwig, but that's what we'll have to check on.
I think I really need to be. It's much easier to work when you're actually at the meeting. It's one thing to on the phone and watching the screen, but better off to be there.
Yeah. So let's shoot for that. We'll coordinate with you whether or not Mike Schneider is going to be available. If not, we'll kick it to the next FCOM. Cool.
Okay.
It'd be nice if we could have Mike there. He's really good at explaining it.
Okay.
So the F-bomb will be at the very start.
Put our Chanel hats on.
The next F-bomb.
Good show. That's good.
Next
F-bomb
is
here. Sure.
January and February.
Still,
always
sure. We should actually be able to have. Yeah, sorry about that. Today's just commission meeting, so maybe we can bump it up.
Lucky you.
All right, so now, are we just going to finish Appendix B change from
here? I'm not going to start putting a membrane for a rudimental feed.
At least maybe we'll get some ice cubes in our water.
It's cool water.
It's global warming.
It's not even tap. It's filtered water.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I figured it was just tap.
Filtered water.
It's filtered river water.
That's right.
I won't say what it's filtered through, but it's soft.
It's a lamp filter.
It's the additives. I don't worry about that. Yeah. Make everybody happy. The happy chicks.
What Kim's going to deal with.
So where are we going now?
I think, yeah, I think it needs this a little more attention. I just want to feel a little more comfortable.
We have the one in the north, and now she's going to go extreme movement priority to.
So we're going back to every other.
I have no idea where we're going. I'm waiting for some guidance.
Go to MCN004.
So we have thermal shocks.
I want to see how the model works.
Change form.
Well, find out something.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, that's the one. We're at now McNary 0004, 2.3.2.2, ladder depth criteria. Ken, take it away.
Okay, this is for the McNary Oregon fish auger.
Oh, I got it.
The depth criteria and the weirs. So the south fish reactants and the north fish reactants. Currently, the criteria is 9-foot greater depth on those weirs, and you see the one I just passed around is I noticed that there's a slight something I left off the original change request. So I'll go over that in a minute. But the original change request is on the screen, and we got kind of a history of the depth. At those entrances, originally it was 6 foot or greater below tailwater back in the 85, or originally back when the belt was back in the 50s and so forth. And then in the 85, it was changed to 8 foot or greater. And then in the late 80s, it was further increased to 9 foot or greater. So it's the only entrance that has 9 foot or greater depth, I believe, at least in the Walla district. And I know the John Day in Dallas also. I'm not sure about Bonneville.
Higher, 13 feet.
Okay. So,
is there a reason it kept going up?
More better.
Yeah, I know. Other than that.
It's, well, I mean, this is our criteria. Say 8 feet.
Yeah, not
end of story.
Yes, not nice.
So you see on the table there, that's on
yeah,
the...
Yeah, that was the project at 9 foot. Well, that was for the slab and the issue of being able to maintain 8.
Yeah,
they chose 9 to maintain, and Bobby should be able to, you know, second that. I thought that was Brad who was talking about it. But you know, as long as you can maintain 8, we're okay.
Yeah, I guess back then in the '80s when Brad requested the 9 foot, the fish pumps were a lot more efficient back then. You know, they were newer. You know, kind of problems. So they were able to meet that 9 foot depth and the 1 to 2 foot head differential. Now, currently now it's harder. You see that table was starting there, 2008 to 2011. You see there's at least 1 or 2 criteria points that are out every year, some pretty significantly. And 2012, of course, we had the stilts in there with the lamprey deep slot, which further exacerbated the problem. But even without the stilts, the table demonstrates that there's still an issue reaching the criteria.
Well, the key here, Ken, is that what was the reason for 9 feet? It wasn't our criteria.
Yeah. Just asking the project files, of course, Brad's gone now, and Bobby wasn't quite sure, but the reasoning that we think was because back then they had better fish pump efficiency, so... If they got a 9 foot depth, that would pretty much mean they would have a head differential of 1 to 2. At the 8 foot depth, maybe the head differential was greater than 2 foot. They were actually exceeding the 2 foot.
Uh huh.
I think now that's not, you know, now it's a lot different.
Should be able to adjust that though.
But was the difference just too high before?
Shouldn't be.
It's possible. I don't know if Carl or would have a probably wouldn't know about that.
You increase your weight depth to 9,
I'm 8. Sure.
Right.
Yeah, this is Carl. The stories I've heard are just the one that Brad apparently felt the 9-foot depth would ensure you had the right differential, the way things were operating back in those days.
Yeah.
Like I say, the equipment's a little worn out. We've had one fish pump that's been down for ages, and we haven't been able to get the money to fix it yet. We can't meet that 8-9 foot criteria now when they take the steel out. We'll make it more of the time, but you still can't make it all of the time with the condition of the pumps now.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the 9 feet was a self-imposed limit by the project, and it's up to the project to decide whether they can meet 8 feet. That's all I care about.
8 feet with the back.
With the head. Yeah, I mean, meet our criteria.
8 feet is not a problem, and we can easily make the differential, too.
Yeah, then that's all I care about, Carl. That's in you guys, as far as I'm concerned, change it however you want.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.
I'm just saying, probably that's probably going to be less good from a Lamprey standpoint.
But. Well, that's up, you guys, that's just my opinion. From NOAA, we have an established criteria. It is 8 feet. There you are. Meet it, great.
Well,
that's
kind
of an
interesting comment, Tom, in lieu of the fact that this came up to build a Lamprey structure. And that's the whole impetus for barging through this way. So.
Well, honestly, McNary isn't the project that has the worst Lamprey passes.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you want to be building this somewhere, it made a lot of sense. The dowel would have made a lot more sense for the structure.
Okay.
The reason we're doing McNary is it's a prototype test structure. You put it in McNary, you have known passes there, you'll measure it. If it works, then that would be the structure they probably would want to be using at other projects. Because right now we've got two approaches. You either build this monstrosity Frankenstein thing we're building at Bonneville. You can put that down the measurement with its own water supply.
I will.
Or you can build something that doesn't require its own water supply, a baffling system that they're drawing at McNary, and we'll find out which one works. Monstrosity, it's not nice to spell
monstrosity.
The point being is, that's why we're testing. We're having two structures. We're having Bonneville one, we're McNary one, to find out which one works, and that'll lead us which structure we want to go for long term at these other sites. I think part of the reason I picked McNary is that one, it didn't have a problem. So it's like if it did fail or wasn't working well, they could just pull it out and there you go.
I don't know why it's McNary's side. Formatting.
I see.
So, well, the pull it out, that was talked about when this was first getting built. But the last time I was out at the project, they weren't under the impression that the group that was designing this had gone forward with that, so that if in season something like debris or something happens, they're figuring, well, it won't be enough of a problem to worry about, so they just pull it out and having the divot cranes and stuff there so that it can be done is not part of what they're moving ahead with, is my understanding.
Honestly, that's the Lamprey task group's fandango. I'm not part of that.
Yep.
If they're willing to live with the potential risk of having a structure there that gets plugged and doesn't work well for the season, that's obviously their call.
Yep.
So
this is
part of the experiment.
And then the handout that I just passed around, this has in section J of McNary, because it contains the Lamprey operation tonight, then also contains in J2 just the regular daytime operations that you normally have for salmon. So from there, that's also changed from 9 foot days, but just a minor detail that needs to be changed also.
Well, basically, everything, 8 foot is going to be renewed.
Right.
Limit, not just that sort of thing, was built all around that, which is, yeah, I don't know. I guess it will be interesting to see if we get 8 foot and we start seeing Lamprey passage issues. It'll probably be a cold going bulk.
Well, it'll be both that, and as we go through a couple different water years, Carl's assumption of whether we can consistently meet criteria, it's going to be reported every year in an annual report. We'll just see how this goes. I think that's where we're at. If they want to try to make an improvement for Lamprey, that's the whole reason for moving ahead. And it's like anything. They think they have something. There's some questions in people's minds.
Well, one thing we might do is, do you still talk to the road of Ashton at all? You might give a call. I was going to suggest, Ashton is older than all of us put together. He's kind of the old man of the river. I think only Brad had been around longer than Larry, so that might not be a bad question to ask Larry, why are we doing that? Because he was the adult guy. He's going to know that more than any of us would. They might be deceased. I thought part of the reason was they had trouble measuring the eights. They couldn't ever really guarantee, so they figured if they went to nine, they could always guarantee
that's
the
measurements. That's what Brad said. That's what I got out of Brad.
So that's my question. Is like, what has changed that now has made us more comfortable with these?
Carl mentioned it sounds like they have better equipment now to do that, so you know, to maintain that. It's really up to the project if they can maintain it. 8 feet's the criteria. If you can maintain it, good. If you can't, do what you need to do to maintain it. Yeah. Really.
Yeah, and I guess that, I don't know if this is an appropriate time or not. Knowing that we only have two fish pumps at McNary, one of the things that's been on the back burner for me, and we don't have anything written up at this point, but I wanted to toss out, is that we need to be sensitive to the fact that it's going to be really important to maintain the two fish pumps we have. So if we come across them needing to change oil in a gearbox or something, that we find some flexibility late in the day, even if it's adult counting season, because we are not quite lining up the money yet for a fish pump two at McNary. You know, we're still, I'm sure, at least...
How far would $1.2 million
go? Hey!
I was wasting my breath on...
The estimate is really about half of that.
You missed the counting.
There it is.
Contract increase is what he's referring to.
Well,
so there you oh, there you go. That's great.
Hey, can we get a copy of that contract? The Cal State.
No, you guys have to. You know that process.
You
ran that thing all the way up the flagpole at our end.
Well, that's what stops the achievers at it.
We're not going to FOIA
that contract. That is such a good way to set those. That corroborative adaptive management. We're all together.
The interesting thing about that is that I came into that meeting and talked real frankly, and as a result of talking frankly, then I get hammered at the other end because who the hell's out there giving these guys ammunition to come back that it already goes all the way up to our commander last Friday?
So
thank you very much.
That actually wasn't me. That was somebody else. I'm just saying.
We thought you were just giving us the information we needed to load the guns and fire away.
I think situational awareness, you know, I guess everybody has their agendas. We all have different missions. We all fight whatever battles we think are worth fighting. You know, big picture, you know, from a legal perspective, and this is what I tried to get across in that subcommittee meeting, you know, we really, as individuals that were working it, whether it be the COR on the project or some of the others, did not have a lot of choice the way that it evolved procedurally.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to consider the sensitivities here when we're told over and over by the Corps, both districts, we don't have enough O&M money to fix the trunnion pins, it's tens of thousands.
The wire ropes,
or the fish pumps, or spare parts in the Bonneville Bradford Island ladder. And it goes on and on and on, and then there goes $1.2 million, poof.
Well,
and we don't know that that's all I hear is $1.2 million. I don't know that it really is.
I haven't seen that. As we're watching these, we're going to get to some place where we're going to have a critical failure, and we're not going to be able to come up with the money, okay?
I know.
And when we do,
I know.
We go first to our partner. When they say no, then people have to keep moving this, and they got to move it all the way back to the other side of the country and make somebody tell someone they have to fund it.
I put it in the first buyout, okay? I put increased O&M funding in there, and it got thrown back at me by the Corps and the action agencies. So, and it went back out. Okay. It's in the draft.
But
we keep trying. We don't have authorization.
The ESA to mandate that we cannot just say we don't have money. So we say we don't have money, then this thing just needs to keep getting moved up chains.
Yeah, and there's a case with the COUNT program. I mean, if it's going to go up $1 million,
it's not actually. It's going to go down in the next 2 years.
We need to see that now. Whether the FOIA needs to go through it or whatever, but what you're going to see, you're going to get a. You know, this is a side, but what you're going to get is a firestorm.
Yep.
Is building on this one. Believe me. And
you
so
know,
then it's just you, man. It's going to be the whole.
People that made those decisions are prepared.
We're going to need to get all the details out in the open of what the actual increase is, what the year-to-year changes might be, and
actually,
all that.
Actually,
so
what
know
I'm trying to do
going.
Is tell you that the big thing that you should be focusing on is just the whole ability to bring in money as needed and less on a given circumstance. Because the given circumstance, you can fight this battle, and unfortunately, we feel that legally everything was sound. And so it's not going to help with the big picture. The big picture is there needs to be more money coming into this program to remedy the reliability of the system.
Yeah, but you do realize that when you guys go out and spend $1.2 million additional, well above and beyond, people are going to say, like, you don't know how to manage your damn budget.
In my own budget, I would look at that and say, hey, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Pete, I mean, that's going to be a really hard thing for us to petition for more money. We'll go, well, let me get this straight. They had a contract. They just let a new one out. And it's all new and improved. And now they're spending $1.2 million more than they were. That's going to be a hard discussion. That's going to be a hard discussion point for us to justify.
You will understand it better after you go through the FOIA process and then you go through the legal.
Don't make us go through that. That's just going to piss people off. I would take that message back saying, hey, if we want help from our regional managers and we want to get out there and that kind of stuff, making them go through a FOIA process is not the way to win hearts and minds. And that's to be something that the Walla Walla commander, he likes the Army phrases. Use that one. That might resonate with him.
Yeah, we can certainly take that message back.
Tom, when's the next coordination meeting with the action agencies?
Mission Corps?
Yeah.
God only knows. They need to call them. I mean, I don't know if this one has risen to the level that. I mean, the problem is, I don't know if we're the ones who are going to take this one on. I'm a little tired of it always being us who has to flag up the fact that it would be nice if someone else for once would.
But if you can't FOIA it, bring it up there.
I have a feeling I'm going to have to because I'm seeing things floundering like normal.
Sure. So, but earlier you weren't here and we were having a discussion about how the contract was written so it marries up with the FPP requirements and the training that's going to go into getting these people up to speed as to how to operate the fish.
Crowders, things like that.
And so those are parts that we should have a conversation on. Well, to make sure that is either consistent or being done right.
Right. And so I just got implementation as well as the funding.
And I got grilled downstairs going, Washington Park Fish and Wildlife, as part of their sites thing, was keeping track of wild Chinook fish, wild Chinook and coho. Is that covered in the new contract? I don't know, and I can't find that out. So I just got grilled.
Well, that might be something that your COR or a technical rep could tell you. I mean, Greg, is that something that you're aware of? Can you answer that for him? I mean, that's a simple question in terms of just what was in our statement of work. Are we doing what Washington was doing there?
Absolutely.
Well, I know you got, Washington was reporting on your guys' website, wild steelhead and hatchery steelhead. They were not reporting Chinook and Co. on the website, but they were keeping that separately. Is that still going to be going forward and reported the TAC? Because that's why I got that question from downstairs. I was like, I don't have a fucking clue. So, and since I don't have a copy of the contract, I can't answer
the question. We really don't anticipate any changes in the data this year as a result of the new contract.
That's what I told them, but...
But, you know, I guess it was a little disappointing that, you know, just since we're all here whining, that when we invite people to a subcommittee meeting, the only one that shows up is a TAC rep that doesn't want to interact and just tell us, no, this is all, and why are you even asking me this? Because, you know... It's like, you know, just tell me what you're going to do and I'll run it up to our policy folks.
I know.
Well, so, I mean, do you think that's a good way to interact? I mean,
had we known you were going to charge another $1 million for this program, we would have been there.
No one would have been there. And if all your policy types had been downstairs in the library, I would have been there.
Well, you know, since we're on the topic of money, you guys have no problem at all when a JSAS study goes up $3 million to do
that's
testing.
CRFM.
Yeah, it's CRFM. But I mean,
all we can do is make recommendations. For the most part, the Corps tells us to buzz off when they don't like what we have to say. When they do like what we say, it's the best comment they've ever heard in their life.
Yeah, CRFM and O&M are two different huge pots of money. You know that. And,
well,
and what we're getting
do,
is the no for O&M. CRFM is like, how do you want to spend it?
And I think you'll find out that
we're trying to find a way to get done what needs to be done with O&M. And even though, yes, we asked that question for adult counting, you know, I don't think in the next 3 years, you know, I can't speak for Byrne. You know, certainly
he won't speak. He says you need to speak for
us. We plan to continue with the contract that we've let for the next 3 years. But we are examining all of the things that we fund with O&M for criticalness, because what the fisheries things that are covered by the ESA, you know, are always going to be the highest priority. So that's what we were looking at in terms of language, what coverage was there under the buy-off. And that was a little bit enlightening, too, because it wasn't quite what some people might have assumed. That said, both Burr and I are environmental stewardship business line managers. And when we start taking all the money for fish, that means that our wildlife mitigation, our cultural resource responsibilities, and natural resources on our lands, mitigation lands along the river, are all going to get pushed aside into something else if it's available. And so, we're kind of at the point where
yeah, you know, we understand our responsibilities, and for, and ESA is going to be there, but, you know, if we don't have to, like, push out another program, you know, preferentially, that's why we were inquiring. It's not so much that we don't intend to meet our legal responsibilities. You know, that's certainly the message that we're taking back is ESA, we have no excuse, we have to meet them, you know, but... But yeah, you're going to be aware that there's going to be some stuff that's going to be too big that we are going to have firestorms beyond just our little groups.
We need to run the Dallas Spillway the way it was intended to run.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's my
good
concern.
Example.
That's number one priority.
Sure.
Now, there is, I know, an FPAC response being developed on this. So, Tom, it is, you know, going to just be you on that, although it might be.
Have you seen the response?
Well, I have, and I've added comments to it myself. I haven't seen anything that's come, because it was pretty weak. But hopefully that will be fortified, and it'll come out. And like I was saying, I think the region is going to hold your feet to the fire a little bit on this issue, you know, because of the O&M needs that are out there that are high priority, and then it's a lot of money. $1.2 million is a lot of money. And then my response is, okay, that's the contract. If that's what it costs to do it the legal way that you guys have to do things, then let's talk about what we're doing. You know, can we cut, if it doubled in cost, can we have the effort and get this money, this dollar amount back down to where it was before?
Well, that's what we started with, yes.
That is why we had the subcommittee meeting, but I think the other thing is mm-hmm. that along these lines, there's going to be new technology that may be available, and we may want to look in order to get the same data at what's going on elsewhere in the country, more of the visual, video, you know, I think that we have a good contractor that's going to try to, that wants to work with the region, wants to, you know, have reliable employees, and wants to bring to the core, if there's advancements that we can consider, things that we might want to do down the line, you know, so the next time that it goes out open competitive, they may well have some other ideas that they think are much more efficient to do this than what we wrote this scope for. And maybe we have them come in and brief, you know. So they were just answering a scope that had jumped. And you have to remember that it's not fair to say that this just went up $1.2 million because we changed the scope as well. So we added nighttime counts for lamprey at two sites, I believe.
Well, yeah, we had other locations where we're counting at night, which was different than when we first started this contract 6-7 years ago.
Was there a regional discussion on what would be added?
At left, the conference.
Yes, we talked a little bit about that last year. And that pull request.
I think that, but wait a minute. I mean, that's you're going to get a... that's unfair, too, because people want everything. But as soon as you turn around and say that it's going to be another $1 million out of O&M budget, I think you would get a different response. But instead, just to write the check and then say, oh, yeah, by the way, we spent another $1 million on this.
We don't know when we go out for a solicitation
how much it's going to be.
Costs and things like that.
Somewhere in there needs to be a discussion with the region, I think, because there are critical needs. That's a lot of money. Maybe you would get a different response if you said, here's what it's going to cost you guys. You guys have been good at that over the years before.
I hear you.
You know, we'd say, we want this, this, and this, and you say, well, yeah, where's your money? Where's the checkbook?
But again, we're held by a contract process that had time frames where we needed to have counters on site, and every time we derailed that, we had the potential of not having counters when we needed them.
No, I understand
there's
a lot of...
we got caught in process.
A lot of issues.
It really was a complex contracting action. And politically very sensitive, you know, very difficult for a lot of people in the Corps to you know, bring on a new contractor when you've had a very reliable contractor for a long period of time.
I understand.
These things were all discussed early on.
I guess the thing to do is to carry it on to the next step is then what do we do now that we've got this? Because we don't want to sustain this. I can't see that being a very limited O&M budget nationwide...
Right.
That we can sustain this kind of increase in the Pacific Northwest, or we want to.
Right.
Maybe you're stuck for a year, maybe you're stuck for 3 years, but can we, after all the dust has settled, get down to deciding what we really need to have for a fish count program in the region? Day and night, I brought up the issue, you guys weren't here earlier, when we were talking about nighttime counting, off-season. So, it wasn't nighttime, it was off-season counting,
like March, and you know, during the winter, how much of that do we need? Let's make sure we get that established so that we have a limit there, and that we don't have some rotating, you know, so thing where every 5 years.
You guys are going to write or dust off a buy-up in 2014. Right now, you have some requirements in there. My recollection of it in the RPA is something to the effect of visual counting at main stem dams. You may want to revisit that in terms of what we think is a priority.
Well, we can do that anytime.
Yeah, well, you say that, but that's really not how it's interpreted on the other side of the line. Exactly. So, you know,
we have to have that discussion. That's what I'm saying. Let's have the discussion. We can interpret it. Okay. It's a NOAA biological opinion.
For this year, Byrne and I were expecting that we would work through as a work group, trying to bring in input, you know, if there's other technologies, other ideas, and continue to work through this just to have an assessment at the end of the year. Because one of the questions that came up with a few people who were there is, were we planning on making changes right now? We said, no, we're not. You know, we're just trying to assess, you know, what's critical and what isn't. And, you know, internally, the button's always read the buy-up first.
Right.
But one of the things that Robert Stansel was also going to look into was whether there was anything else that the Corps had done just as part of building the dams, probably starting with Bonneville. And he kind of remembered that the guy, Gary, that
Gary
is
Johnson.
Yeah, had told him, and we haven't found this yet, but this is kind of the type of stuff we plan to search out over this year, that the Corps probably would have made a commitment to guarantee that we have a successful fish passage at all of our projects. And so we got into a little bit of a discussion on that in the subcommittee meeting. And I must admit, it was a little bit of a taunting discussion. I mean, I started to really take it places that I knew that someone who didn't want to really play was probably not going to be that happy about, you know. But that said, I think we recognize and would like to have some input as well, you know.
I mean,
that's really vague language, you know. So I think that we understand there's needs out there, and honestly, the reason that we asked people to come to the meeting was let's get a feel for what's critical to people. Besides what we're legally held to, what's critical to people?
There will be more attention, believe me, on that now than what we had at that last meeting.
That would be great. Yes.
After seeing this.
Okay, that would be great.
And that's, you know, you're going to need to chart out a process from henceforth, regardless of the firestorm that's going to happen. And that collaborative process, I think, is what needs to happen.
Do we have a subgroup on this one?
Yeah,
of course.
I wish we could get to Ice Harbor and Lomo.
Can we form a subgroup on this? I'd like to go back to the office and get some work done.
I know this is really important and everything, but, you know, let's roll it along.
Okay.
But can we form a subgroup and put it on the agenda for February or March to have an update or a group?
Yeah, why don't, you know, Tim, I don't remember, we said that we would meet several times during the year, but why don't we again just have it as a one-liner that we set up another official meeting after a meeting for the
I don't live on that stuff anymore.
I don't know if we're going to be ready. That's the February meeting is a couple weeks off, like that, we're going to have too much to do by then, but we can at least set the meeting date for next.
Oh, we might have a lot of February meetings going on in Bonneville.
Right, but how about March?
Okay.
When do we put the agenda for March?
Yeah.
March makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
To go.
Because last time
yeah,
I said,
it's not going to change.
April.
This is a longer discussion. We just need to get going.
It's really important. It's important. We'll discuss it.
It's going to be a big issue.
Next.
Go.
It would be better to have it.
We've got money for your Ice Harbor trap and the CR folks. We're helping you out.
Okay, we are at still.
Honestly,
are we at McNary? 004.
At least an hour, yeah.
Have we finished
a ton of stuff talking about it. Ton of stuff. You want Ice Harbor? You got to wait till Goose. You got a long wait.
Okay.
He just sent the wrong message.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to make 005, Tammy.
Yep, I'm up here.
Okay, I didn't notice that. Thank you. All right, emergency bypass. McNary, on.
This one was came about after we had the problems with the cleaning brush and went to emergency bypass in late November, and the discussion came up with, well, how many times do we want to switch back between emergency bypass and primary bypass? Where's the cutoff? And Carl came up with this one at Gary's suggestion. If it's past December 1st,
right,
why bother? And that's basically kind of a housekeeping type change.
Yeah, for me, I'm okay with it. I still am concerned about survival through that route. So I don't know. You know, I think it kind of comes down to how often we think we're actually going to be using it. This is more of an emergency situation.
Survival of juveniles or adults?
Adults, yeah. Well, purely adults.
Okay, because after that point, obviously, the only thing we're going to see here...
Is there not a study this year to look at?
That's true. There is, but we're not looking at this particular route. This would be passing fish under the, you know, through the slots and out into the tail race of the old outfall. So I don't know, you know, that they had dropped through for one, those slots are kind of an interesting thing themselves. And they dropped into there, then they go down, they drop the glory hole into the sluice way, and off they go. So, you know, for a 2-week period, I think it makes sense to do this on an emergency basis. But if it turns out that we're doing this a lot for, you know, it seems like it comes up every year, then I think we ought to know a little more about it. I'd love to see a better system than what we have there.
Mm-hmm. With the fish we're doing for the German study, they're going to collect them downstream, but we'll take them already. Could we reuse those fish and put them through this route?
Once the balloons are used, I think.
The blues are going to go down.
Well, no, you just you take out the balloon, though.
Shove another one in and let it rip. Hey, guy, you got to go through this again.
Oh, no! It's a hatchery excess fish anyway, so
who cares?
Well, you can talk to your SRWG group about
that's
that.
That's your study.
Well, it's just a way of looking at it. That would be bad.
We expect fewer failures that Carl has worked on spare parts. So
like I say, I'm okay with doing it. It's just that it's the, you know, the route of passage.
It's not just spare parts. You have to get access to it.
More spare parts than you can imagine.
Yeah, Carl's doing a good job there. I think he's got
a
straight line to Japan or something there.
He's got his own metal shop in the back.
So it's just a yay or nay?
It's a yay. It's a yay with reservations.
Okay. I mean, the only reservation is, like, it would be nice to be able to get some information on what adult survival for this trap is.
Yeah, because that's the purpose of those 2 weeks of operations for adult
survival.
Next.
006 McNary.
The only thing you really lose here is a bit tank count. That's it. What we need to do is try to get some bit tank antennas in the North Trice Sluiceway.
Yeah, no need. I mean,
That'd be just for juveniles, though, right?
Well,
really?
You want to go for adults?
Get the adults too, you know.
If you're overwintering, kind of support, they'll still need that.
Yeah,
it would tell you that your fish.
But again, this is supposed to be an emergency situation. How often do you think we'll need to use this, Carl? I mean, it's
hopefully not very often.
Not very often.
Hopefully never. I think we've had it during that period since I've been here. Typically, though. We're shut down before then because of freezing conditions, but
right.
We didn't get to freeze this year. And the only problem we had was the mechanical one. I don't think we ever did get a freeze this year that would have affected it.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's worth putting the antennas in for something that's so infrequent, hopefully.
Exactly.
I think we just watch.
The danger we were facing this year was if those parts actually didn't arrive until about the 20th or so. They were about a week late, but... you know, so we couldn't have got them up and running anyway. But if they had arrived, say about December 10th or something like that, they got the thing fixed. You start it up for 5 days because you start pulling screens after the 15th, and it's I don't know if anybody ever been there when we're going up or down, but it's a lot of work to shut down a channel and start it back up again. You're talking hours and hours of work, and
right.
For a few days of fit tank counts on adult fallbacks, so you're really not gaining much
more. No, it's more the issue of whether or not there's a you know, differential mortality rate. And the bypass, we assume, is good. Fish that are going through this route, we don't know.
You wish.
Yeah.
So is it better than going through the turbines at that point, or should we just, you know...
I'd like to see a study. I used to be concerned about that route until I got down inside and saw what it looked like when the water wasn't running. I don't really have any concerns about it now, just because of the way it's designed.
Okay.
Just more of the drops on the
envelope. It's not that you're dropping fish onto concrete. There's a curved section under there that the water plunges down on, and so it's just, you know, somewhat similar to a short spillway, only you're falling from the surface and stuff from a hole 20 feet deep or whatever, 60 feet deep.
All right. Yeah, it'd still be good if we had a little bit of data, biological data to support it. But only if we use it a lot. You know, if we don't use it much, not worried.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. It's 306. Adult fish counters modified for this year.
Done.
This was the one where the only thing I was concerned is, again, the need to continue to get these data if we don't. We just have to make sure that we have enough information, because we're always in that situation of making some decision in the November and March time frame when you know, extension and water work periods, and we're always looking at the data and going, ah, there's no data here. So as long as we have enough years of data that we feel we have a picture, then I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah.
But we have to have data to make our
decision. Is there 5 years of data on that?
Or? I don't know what we have.
We have some data from back. We first did this counts back in 2005. We stopped it. Now we're back at doing the counts again this time of year.
So what, we're talking about the visual or the nighttime?
This was just the outside,
out of season
counts.
Out of season, out of video.
So it's video, and then, March.
Yeah, the spring count videos and the winter count videos were not done at McNary for the past.
I would just like to have something that tallies up the data, exactly.
And it reviews it after a period of time again. Is that the same thing going on? And this next year's bounced up to ice.
Okay.
Like it did from.
So that is just your cycle.
Yeah, it's just
the
cycle.
And what I asked for earlier was that we have that cycle, maybe even appendix in the plan, so that we know what the plan is.
Can we have it at least for the February FPOM meeting? The schedule, the rolling schedule.
Oh, sure.
For
sure.
Let's have a discussion about it.
Piece of cake.
Okay, we're good.
Piece of cake. Just remind me.
Okay.
I can have that available. I won't be here, but I'll.
Dumbass wrote this one.
Operations. Oh my gosh.
Put your hands.
Take it away.
Put your hands right here.
Take it away.
Hey, a favorite discussion. The reason this one's brought up is we talked about this ad nauseum last TNT. Fortunately, I only was there for one of those discussions. We brought it up in pre-season meetings. Never heard back from the Corps which way they wanted to deal with it directly. So I said, fine, I'll do a change form. So I'm doing a change form suggesting. This is basically implementing the SOR we put in, the Senate managers put in last year. And basically saying, from the data we've seen, and even from the transport draft COP that's out about, and with the data we got from the performance center testing last year, it looks like there is very little more rationale for shipping me summer transport for McNary. I'm here to save the Corps money. I'm here to help.
So I think
you need to fund your account program.
This is going to cover at least half that whole account.
This response, probably may not be exactly what you're looking for. It's not meant.
I'm glad she's going to keep this up.
It's not meant to.
You guys are so
say
negative.
That we haven't heard a lot of support throughout the region. The first thing that when I saw this come through was that I double checked, and NIMS told us that they support this. I think the concerns that the Corps has are legal concerns again, and one of the, and maybe I'll let Doug do just a little spiel because he needs a good slapping.
Yeah.
But we still are going to have a need for someone like NIMS to provide us again with a scientific paper or something that supports this.
99% bypass survival.
What
do I need to say?
That's
what you guys told us you needed, was a bypass survival that was higher than the current one. 99%. You gave it to us.
Wait, thank you very much. Let's just back up.
We're done.
Can I just back up just a tit?
Go ahead.
So we got it. We got it. And not wanting to make the change in the FPP. And the desire would be, as identified in the FOP, for transport, as well as the BIOP, as well as in the appendix, under the transport section, it does provide the adaptive management provisions. So as you've suggested, as you've highlighted, as you've summarized, there is consensus in the region. But again, this just gets back to one of those issues from a, can I say the ROLLOVER?
Consensus.
No, not if you said consensus.
That's fine, but I just want to let you know we did have discussions with this about where.
Why do we have an FPP? If there are certain things that are not available for discussion at FPP, then just take them out of the FPP and put them in some special little side meeting.
Write that up correctly. Write it up that there is consensus, but rollover prevents us from doing anything.
Tremendous chance you'll be just as happy as you were with the Campus Watch and GoGage outcome this year.
I will hold my breath.
Okay. What's that?
Both the issues he's brought up are super valid issues. We can't handle them in this group. Completely have them elevated. They're I'd say let the year play out, and you might be really, really, really happy.
I'm just anticipate it playing out. Maybe like you did last year. You come, you go into the in-season management. You're asked for the scientific data that supports it again, and then you work through the adaptive management to make a decision.
Well, I think we're. I mean, I think
you don't like me asking for scientific data.
Well, no, but I think I think we've already.
Your guys wrote a comp that basically said right. There's a big benefit.
My understanding when posed the question, because we did take the core did take a look at all these change forms usually before we come to this meeting.
Hey, well,
and so sometimes we do have some conversations about that's an interesting one. Where to as we've discussed, where's the strategic best place to put it? And when this one came up, the idea was not wanting to deal with it with the FPP. The FPP does identify the same, quote, adaptive management provisions in here. And so the idea would be deal with it in real time because we want to have this conversation again and belabor the conversation at TMT. That's correct.
Much more abbreviated
because all the heavy lifting is...
So again, put an SOR into request in June. Awesome.
Maybe change the date, and that's all you'll have
to
do.
Yeah, that's what will happen. It's just, really?
Yes.
We can't be proactive. We can't actually be smart in our process. We're going to use the process of the...
No, because then we'd never see each other. We'd never see each other then, you know?
2014's a really
good plan. Part of the master plan.
I know, I know.
Never see each other if we don't have these disagreements.
Right. Wednesdays will be wide open, and we could...
What, I could get other work done?
Yeah, so it's really... This is really a... The affirmation of the necessity to see each other on Wednesdays.
Excellent.
So what I'm hearing then, because we do have an O&M process here, it is FPOM, and this has been put in as a change form for the Fish Passage Plan.
Yes.
So I think it's still, what does the committee say?
Okay, that's fine.
Then it can go to TMT, fine, but what does the committee here say?
That's fine.
Is everybody in a unanimous agreement,
right,
or is somebody in the region saying, no,
right,
we don't want this to happen? At least then when you go to TMT, you've got a unanimous technical agreement at O&M.
That's fine. I don't think anybody
legitimate. That doesn't change the outcome.
This whole argument is a process argument in light of where we are in the... Joys.
Let's just stick with the process developed.
But as far as this goes, the comments made were not to make any changes this year in the Fish Passage Plan, deal with it in season.
Okay.
In the FOP, but specifically, so I'm glad you brought that up, because I would assume then whenever through the REOG process, you'll be reading the FOP and you'll be thumbing through it. And you'll say, oh, look at the McNary Transport section. This part stinks. Let's get ahead of the curve. Let's say we're not going to do it. And based on the information and feedback I've heard, we wouldn't accept those changes. We'd still leave the same language that says what it says, and then in there,
so
the last sentence.
So even in the process, we're not going to do anything. We're going to wait until actual in-season to make the changes. So is that what I'm hearing?
That's what
Yes, what I'm hearing is the adaptive. Well, what I'm trying to articulate is the adaptive management provision. People don't want to change the process.
So you guys are going to move it down the road. What's the committee say? Let's go with a yay, yay, no. You know, let's get that.
Does FPOM agree that this is a change form they'd like to see?
Yes. NOAA agrees.
Okay.
If there's no disagreement, then say,
well,
fine.
We're
going to
abstain from voting.
That's fine.
That's what I figured
to do. I just want to get an established response here.
I think Washington said yes, they agreed to.
We saw that from Charlie.
And so the core's only response is we hear the concern. At this time, we're not going to make the change this year, and we look forward to the adaptive
management.
Can we
talk about bird wires for a while?
Let's go there next, then.
Hey, Russ, I need to weigh in.
Thanks, Russ.
And, Idaho Fish and Game's in support of implementing, and it's one as far as, and I understand, the action agency, technical folks get caught in a bind on a lot of this stuff, but Doug, you're saying that the rollover prevents any changes to the fish passage plan, but that's what we've been doing all morning, is making changes to the fish passage plan. What are ladder criteria, what we're doing here and there, those are changes with the Fish Passage Plan.
Guys
are getting directions on certain items that you don't want to be handled through FPOM.
As we should. I mean, I think there's certain hot button items that we all agree around this table consistently year after year are challenging. Those hot button items, I think oftentimes from a legal perspective, there is some concern about making those significant changes, and this is one of them. So,
but isn't your message, Doug, that we're rolling over the FOP and we don't want the FPP to conflict with the FOP?
No, I think the I agree with you, Russ. There's changes being made. But there's
the issue.
We can't. Everyone agrees you can make a change. The
you're disagreeing with this change.
Times.
Right.
You guys
that's what I hear.
What it really comes down to is you don't want to open up the font because you're terrified that someone is going to try to put something in
Dice Harbor.
So you're going to make us go through the clunky process that is TMT's season process. Fine and dandy.
No. Oh, I know.
Make me go to TMT and beat you up a little more.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Where are you going? You going home?
I'm going back to the office.
Okay. We kind of got sidetracked there. Have I responded to your question?
Dice Harbor.
You know, Dice Harbor's next.
I know, but when? After this, we're going to talk about avian wires.
Where you get good
oh,
no,
I'm not going to do that.
He's just kidding.
Let's do it.
Oh, nice.
He's got a sweater on. We're ready.
Let's go. Let's go ice.
Those four projects should be easy.
Yeah. Let's go through them.
Yeah.
Let's go through real quick.
It's because Fredericks is not involved in those, right?
No. It's because we've got them worked out real good. You know, we don't have these kind of big issues.
This one was approved.
This one's approved.
I hear
what
you're saying.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
Okay, this is Ice Harbor 002. We're running.
Sat through your project.
How many more McNary ones do we have?
Ice Harbor.
Wait, we have one more McNary. Can't we just finish it?
It's the count station one.
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is a big one. This is going to take a while. Okay. I have a lot of comments. What are you talking about? 18-inch minimum with a 17. You can only go to 17.5.
17.58, not just 0.5.
How can you have a minimum that's larger than what you can get to anyway?
Absolutely.
No problem.
Tell that to
and wait till we get to the snake. It's going to get worse.
Physically out there.
And I assume you're going to add the language you talked about at the other projects about the ideas that you start all the way open and only reduce down when you can, when you have to.
All the way to 17.
Yeah, all the way to 17.
So we need kind of to think about the 17.
When you're not counting, you always go back to 17. Because I can't believe these things actually went out of 13. That is horrible.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Well, you need to resolve your obvious slight half-inch issue here.
So it's at 18, it should say 17 and 8.
And I really disagree with going down to 13 and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, if nobody else in the river with the same water doesn't go down to 13 and a half, then why do we even have that range?
So should we just say lock
just keep them at maximum.
So, I mean, this is getting into another issue. I mean, you were asked to put the
width of the
spot
there. You've done that,
and that's what this is all about. But that's brought up the issue of what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 13 and a half inches? That's
why are
really
some
narrow.
Of these guys fixed in place? We cannot move them.
Right.
Why are some of them adjustable?
Right.
But that's the bigger issue in how we operate them. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a bigger issue. We've got what we were asked to do right mm-hmm. here.
That's
right
fine. Now. Okay. That's fine. It's just that this discrepancy.
We need to.
It gets worse as we go up the river.
Yeah.
This is where Bill will be able to talk about.
It's harder to count the fish when they go up the river.
And I heard Steve say
it's smaller.
Waters.
Yeah. It's tough time with that.
More people are peeing in the water.
Okay, let's just. It's okay, but noted that we need to have a further discussion.
Right. Okay, those are the numbers.
Well, and this comes into the whole issue on the counting contract, like. How are we going to operate this? Because I don't think anyone's going to want them to go down to 13.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a contractual thing. It's actually an ordinary thing.
Well, it'd be part of the training. Because what are they going to do? Like,
or a limit switch is by the project puts on there and says that button only lets it go to 18.
Or whatnot.
Yeah.
Which
17,
is 17.
5/8. 17 and an eighth on the upstream.
Yeah. Especially the eighths.
Thanks, Carl, for putting that one up. Would you say Gary wanted to change the cubits to spans?
That's the same.
Rods.
This one's a small idiot looking like you're.
All right, thank you. Ice Harbor, finally. Okay, where are we at? Two. Hit a six priority. transfer is now back in place, and so we've got the full plant operating except for a little situation with one unit. This is the verbiage, and we're going to go right back to the original 6 priority, version of 136425. This is the operation that's going to require. This statement in red here, I think was in past FPP books.
This yeah, was that was there. A doozy. Do you remember?
That was.
I'm just curious, Scott, if you had a chance to look at that, because that was a doozy. I remember we.
That was one summer we went back and forth looking at the priority of this thing and putting all this verbiage into it.
Right, right. But we're still going to have to run it by TBL to make sure that taking it out. I mean, there was some concern. I got some phone traffic this week asking it to remove it. So we need to have this, and I need to run it by the TBL folks to see if that's really what.
So I think we're fine with the unit prioritization. It's more of the single unit issue that you're
absolutely. And it's how that unit, how you can operate a single unit at ISO with three transformers
and
the line.
Switching
that's
issue.
The problem. It's a switching issue that's going on, so keep that in mind.
And how often does that occur?
Well,
it depends how many we burn out.
Yeah, it depends.
We burned them up twice already, so it can be a really bad problem.
You're basically running a suboptimal priority because of that issue, so you want to limit that as much as possible.
And indeed, that's, I think they had that in mind too, Trevor, when they had this thing in place.
Right, we've had units being worked on. We've had the whole bank burned up, all kinds of different problems. So
transformers out, whatnot.
Why don't you stick the units out? And, hey,
is there a work going on to put new units in a couple of years?
Yeah, which doesn't
this
feel
is okay. Oh, it looks like you've still got priority
on the one, two, or three.
Okay,
left hand, right hand.
Yeah. This is okay.
Yeah, but then it runs Bill. It runs.
And then when you get done with all this, we'll put six over.
Six is crossed out. Further. Where's unit three?
That'd be great if we could burn out right in the middle of the test.
Yeah. Oops.
The top one shows 1, 2, 6.
Something tells me that'll get more attention.
Gary's going to provide us with some new turbines there anyway. Some new runners.
Be wonderful. Fish will be so happy going through here and smile. That's right. None of the smiles coming out the other end. Might even make fish.
I'll double check.
See
if
Bill runs out.
Since when it goes to single switching,
I thought there was something that says up there 1, 2, 6, and 5.
Charles Decker is finally got on.
At left, the conference.
At the top. Single unit.
Finally got off.
No switching.
Let me out of here.
Yeah. 1, 2, 5, 6, it says.
1, 2, 6, 5.
1, 2, 6, 5. That makes
so
sense.
It's 1, 2, 5, 6 right here. I
don't know if that's
1, 2, 5.
I think that's okay, Trevor.
We actually wanted 6.
1, 2, 5, 6.
So it was switched on that line and it wasn't switched in the paragraph, I guess.
Okay.
Let's make sure they match
talk
up.
To the project on this one.
Yeah, we want
down to the low spill by the time you just don't
go. South entrance, there goes to the north side.
Right.
That's
our
wrong.
30%.
1, 2, 6, 5.
Are we going to have a discussion about which operation we're going to do? Whether it's gas cap 45 or.
Hey, can we have a discussion?
No, we are not.
Let's have that discussion.
We are not having that.
So you guys need a uniform operation.
We've got better things in our life.
24 hours seems to be a good operation.
Okay. There's those two conditions we have on this one here.
Hold on.
Sounds good. Blood sugar's getting lower than mine. Let's come
on. That's going to break out another brawl.
Have a peanut butter bar.
Critical never has back in.
Thank you, Dad.
Number three.
Okay. This chart is incorrect.
What's this?
Tentatively, we're waiting to hear from TBL.
The chart's incorrect.
The chart is incorrect.
Go back to the office.
We're adding. We're adding visual. I mean, video count for March 3. I don't know why that's cut off. It was in the thing I gave to y'all.
Which one?
We need to add video counts from March 1st. To March 31st on this one right here.
So you go
that's
from
what it says.
Yeah.
November
well, it's not on this chart.
Yeah, it is.
It's November through March 31st.
Video. Video March 1st
to March 31st.
Just this video right there.
Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah. Instead of breaking into the two time frames.
Oh, man, you flew me, because that's winter. That's winter, okay. Okay, you blew mine up. You shortened it up way big time. All right.
Would you rather it split out for tracking? I mean, just
that's the way it was in the past. That's the way we do it with the adult fish passage report. It's written the other way also. If you look at that, you know, Patricia Matson's report that comes out every year. It's spring counts, summer counts, winter counts.
Okay.
The time of year. Minor, minor. Next.
If this gets lodged in my eye sockets, I know why.
Fish camp window again.
Same with like that.
So it's the same issue. You know, we appreciate everybody showing us what it is, and we think it's something that we're going to have to deal with in the future to make sure that, I mean, these slots are opened up as much as possible, and I think it's something we can deal with in a different forum. But I appreciate that you guys identified that with that information. So, but I think it's something that we're going to, you know, as we have CRFM money coming and we kind of run out of juvenile things to do, I think increasing those slot widths, these count slot widths, is going to be something that we can make a little benefit to adults as we go on.
Because your understanding that with some of those CRFM changes in the past is where we lost some of that flexibility at
right.
a couple of the sites. So yeah.
Well, some of our is that because of lamprey mods?
No, actually, I think Lomo, one of the fishways there, got concreted in. I think it was the North Fishway back when some changes were made.
Exactly. I mean, they otherwise it wouldn't have been concreted in. Place. I mean, it is fixed in a number of these locations.
So what was the reasoning for that?
Well, I can get back to the person that used to be in a position here that had that knowledge on it, but it was decided back.
Was it part of the pit tag detection rearrangement?
No, it wasn't.
We didn't put pit tags in it here.
That's the person I'll have to ask that question.
Honestly,
because he's the. I remember when it first came on, and he says those are fixed that way. Okay.
That's before my time.
But even if even on the Washington Shore, it's fixed, and we replaced that. We worked at that station. What was it? 4 years ago? 5 years ago? It's fixed. So,
something weird there.
We moved ahead. Thank you, Tammy.
Anyway, your heads up, thanks.
AWS maintenance. Auxiliary water pump.
So this one was.
This was brought to FPOM a number of times last year. We were waiting for one person to give us a FPOM basic approved it. But Bill,
I will go back there. I was just reading that whole paragraph. Whoa.
Take your hands off
the mouse. I actually don't like this one because it makes it so you're allowed to operate under criteria during kind of a monthly inspection on the turbine or on the fish pump.
Well, it's for a short period of time duration during the period when they figured that fish pump could be. In that method, when fish passage is less during the day, and needed maintenance is needed on those fish pumps.
I can see it as needed, but it's like a monthly kind of PM it's like, let's take it out for, you know, here we are meeting criteria, we have all these fish coming through. Oh, here's our monthly PM to put some grease in the thing, let's shut it down and not make criteria for 2 days. I'm kind of like, is that really necessary? I mean, can't we just wait until the bulk of the fish are through and we can actually make criteria with two pumps and then do the maintenance?
Pumps are required a monthly.
But we do it at like McNary. I mean,
we've had so many problems there, Trevor.
Trevor,
we've had so many problems at Ice Harbor over the years of these pumps.
Yeah.
If this is what they think they can keep them operating and in order.
As long as you can maintain criteria, then we're going to be fine with it. If you're not meeting criteria,
let them do it.
If it's a monthly basis,
let them maintain
then you need to talk about what we need to do.
Yeah, it should be a change form. Everybody should be notified if you don't make criteria.
That's right. It could happen.
I mean, Dave, because you've been doing this for the past couple of years, right?
Well, I've probably been doing it for more than that.
So the point
being
is,
bringing it out in light.
But yeah, I'm saying, have we not been meeting criteria when it goes to two pump operations?
I couldn't answer that. I can get that question.
Kind of connected to
I know it's a good question. High flow sometimes becomes an issue with the pressure.
What I said is, if the project needs to do this to keep those pumps running well, then let them do it.
Well, and just request time frames in part of the day, see if you can't get into that, because that's a little where I was going to live with Mary. You know, doing preventative maintenance is really important for reliability, and of course, in a perfect world, you know, we wouldn't have to do it when we have all the fish passing, but if we maybe had the caveat that, hey, you know, not until after 2 p.m., you know, these guys work 10-hour days, 4 days a week, you know, so there is some ability to give some feedback there rather than just don't do it, not a good idea.
Except for it does require a two-day outage, it says on there, so.
What they did, yeah, they're missing telling you that they plan to stay in here.
I mean, my, you know, to work as a workaround, is it possible to plan your maintenance so you come just before you have those really high tailwaters and you can't make criteria, you maintain it right before that. So that 1 month period, you kind of span that time when you're going to have that freshet come down, you're going to have high tailwaters. So by the time you do it for maintenance, that period's over and you can maintain criteria with two pumps.
I know what you're talking about there, because Trevor and I appreciate what you're saying too. And it'd be nice if you could do that type of stuff. But I think nowadays they're looking at, there are actual schedules that they got to put on these things for reliability, warranty, whatnot type situation. And they have to document these things, make sure that they're doing them on the days that they're doing them. Certainly, if they could span a month or a week, not interrupt the peak of a fish mm-hmm. passage run, I like seeing that myself too. But I tell you what, you know, when they do ask us for these maintenance things, they always confirm. We should probably confirm it or something like that.
Right.
And say, hey, can we do this? Because I've given all these chiefs annual fish passage, peak runs, when they can do things. Hopefully they schedule their maintenance in one period of time. But when he sees this monthly.
Well, but remember, you know, where this started with reliability. And one of the things that the Corps has a really bad history of is doing the needed maintenance to maintain their facilities. Yeah. And so now we have a lot of things breaking.
Fish pumps. Yeah.
And, you know, I can't highlight enough. We have an awful lot of examples where we know that if more maintenance had been done on a regular basis, a facility would be in better mm-hmm. condition. We've got some facilities that are pretty identical, mm-hmm. and some of them have bigger problems than others, mm-hmm. and they have different maintenance schedules from a time when budgets were cut for O&M and different people took different directions, things like that, you know. So, I mean, maintenance is really huge to reliability. Right. That's all I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it as long as they really try to work around that spreadsheet. We'll do the best they can to avoid that and notify everybody if they're out of criteria.
Yeah, okay, out of criteria.
Okay. I mean, how about we just take back a question? Can this be scheduled to miss high flow periods?
Because usually a month, it's usually rare that period is within.
I mean, reasonable question.
Extends for longer than a month. You know, I guess it did last year, but usually not.
That was a pretty high flow year.
Yeah.
Well, another question is, do we want to try to, I mean, what should I say? Just do this later in the day? Do we care about that?
Well, if it's a two-day outage.
That's the question. That's up to 2 days.
Is it a full 2 days, or is it just out? Can it be out
a couple hours at a time? Maybe that's another question. Asking how much can they minimize this, or how quick can they do it?
If they can run that from like 0500 to, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, that would get the fish in.
That'd get the fish in, get the loaders loaded. Okay. Then after 10 o'clock, drop the bulkheads in, mm-hmm. switch pumps around. We work from 10 to...
Whenever.
4 o'clock, whatever, 5 o'clock.
They can work till 10 o'clock at night for all I care.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with you, Tom, but, you know, but then, you know, work as long as they can on that and hopefully get it installed by 4 o'clock or 4
cheap,
or
5.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
If you can.
I can see, yeah, but we'll ask the project.
Yeah.
More economic or more feed and weight to fish.
Not
early
day.
Yeah, early in the day is fish loading time.
Lomo
again, six-year overhauls.
You're through Ice Harbor now.
Last year, they continued their overhauls for projects, and that was in unit number 4. And Now that I'm running up the numbers there, 4, 5, 6.
4.354.
This is sort of an adaptive measurement of how they actually did the working, where they had to. Schedule the minute usage. Now, this is pre-testing times and post-testing times, as you can see. Last year, we put in a change request form, right? We'll see where this type of work, but this time we're just learning from the year last year and putting it right into the fish passage plan.
It's kind of the do what you got to do thing, I think.
Well, it's sort of like that, yes. I mean, we want to check, make sure these machines are reliable up and down the river, and this is something that you can look at, and we may pass even up to other units and plants up the river, and down the river, too. This plant's been very forward in what they actually do, and unfortunately, he's not there any longer, but this is what change that he put in just before he left. It's quite reasonable because last year he even put in an RSW thing, and he came down to our meeting here a couple of months ago and talked about the maintenance type work going on, and it was a good situation at that time too.
So we have those criteria in the appendices on the ugliness of the pre and the post runtime stuff, don't we have? Isn't that somewhere? I thought there's an appendix that cites the. This maybe getting something, but does that sound familiar to anybody?
Index A, I think, has some of that stuff just, for the.
Would it be in Appendix C?
I can't remember, that's but I just BPA. Thought this phenomenon is not new.
Yeah.
Every time we do this, it does some similar level
Tripping
of ugliness, that, like outside the 1%.
Exactly.
So I just can't. I just keep thinking to myself, this.
Well, I don't even
I won't disagree with any of this, but I'm just saying if it's written down somewhere else. I just think this is a common phenomenon.
I don't think it's written someplace else.
No, it is.
So like you would have
Dennis
picked up on
it earlier.
I
think we put it in every one of our coordination forms.
It should be in
the
A.
If it's
anywhere, because that's where unit outer to.
Okay. All right. Well, I can double check.
Okay.
Research.
It looks fine. I just.
Okay.
Can we approve this?
Sure.
You've worn me down.
That was our strategy.
See, that's the thing. You start with Bonneville first.
You should have
backloaded
everything. You should have backloaded everything first.
The bill's fresh.
RSW made. Speaking of RSW made, this is the one that I found approved was it last year.
Well,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's already approved.
It doesn't say it's approved.
Yeah. I already talked about it.
Did you say it was approved this last year?
Yes, it was approved there. Okay, fish count window. Ah, here we go again. It wasn't approved. We're modifying the approved one.
No, don't even worry about it. Just
are you going to take care of it?
Yep.
Good.
It's approved. The change form is approved.
Approved, but you'll add another one.
I know, you can't do anything. They're fixed.
All right. These are fixed.
Can't move.
Now.
Well, then why do you have a minimum of 18 inches if it's fixed?
We do, don't we?
Just in case it's something that becomes unfixed.
Yes,
like, ooh, we can bring it in an inch.
Oh!
There you go. And even if it did, would it move more than an inch?
Yeah. Probably.
It might scramble.
It might get down to 17.58.
Where's this one at? We are, I'm sorry, Tim, I didn't catch where
we're
at right now.
Little Goose.
This is the only change for Little Goose, the count window again. They're going to rectify the problem there with their 18 inches, and they will fix it.
By changing the 18 to 15, is that?
It's like Subway, the sandwich gets smaller.
18.1, maybe. Depends on which way you measure with a laser. Or
15 at 3.
18 during the winter.
I told you, Carrie, and you just spans and
well,
keep it
can be. It says inches.
It says it's fixed and yet it can move.
It's fixed now, but
it's going to be
moved.
It's going to be it's functional this weekend.
Used to be a cranking.
It used to be a cranker.
Yeah, it used to be a cranker.
You used to go up there and crank it.
It's rusted in place.
Okay, so, but you guys are going to make it so you can actually...
Yes, that's what I mean. Okay. It's going to be repaired. Okay.
So what is the range
first? I don't know. We'll give you the range.
So we shouldn't have this in there.
So what I would suggest is
to the end,
don't approve, and once it's fixed, we'll talk about what the range is.
Repaired, not fixed.
Repaired, not fixed.
Who's on first?
Repaired.
Well,
repaired to what?
I don't know if I should put any fixes on the fire here, but it is just me fixing the 18. I don't think
this can be removed.
That's what I'm saying. Wait to see what they get done. And if they say, oh, then, by the way, we can
then measure it, put that number in
18 inches, then we'll know it's fixed to 18.
At 17 or 5/8.
Repaired to 17.
17 and 9/8.
9/8, I'd take.
We can take a look at that maybe.
So it can't really be moved to 35, right?
Take photos.
If it's fixed? So then we should delete all this?
Well, I'm saying, wait to find out what happens when you don't get repairs, and then let's come back and we'll do the change format.
Okay.
Because they're in the process
of doing the repairs. Don't make any changes on the repairs then. We'll just go ahead and take the feedback.
When will they be done?
It's this winter. So now I know. So...
Well, see, they'll probably get that information.
Well, we're hoping they believe that in an out-of-season move, you can move it back out there, but there is no mechanism to just in-season do that. So honestly, we're going to move it to 18 and fix it.
Well, that's the question. So what I would honestly do is get to talk to Eric. We talk about this next week. Everybody can say, hey, have you guys thought of, like, is 18 where we want to go? If you guys can actually fix that width, is 18 width what? I said I want to go 20. We want to go 18.2. I don't know. If everyone's happy with 18, we'll go 18 or not.
Didn't we have Chris Penny come to an FPOM and talk about 18 inches?
Yeah. 18 is what they always did, but then people were going, I don't think people were putting them, I don't think people really said, oh, by the way, you can pick any if you want between 18 and 35. Now the question is, do we want 18? I don't know. If that is fine with everyone, I'll go with it, but I just got, if we have an option, would we want to lock it in at 20? I don't know.
Well, we could kick back to kick that back
and maybe we can ask,
make that one of the things we add to it.
And maybe we can ask a former WDFW person that dealt with fish.
We have to FOIA to get that actually. I'm sorry, we can't tell you. Can you copy that contract?
No.
We have to FOIA that with you.
So moving on to Granite.
Lower Granite, number one. There's three changes in this one form, it looks like.
New orifice ops?
New orifice operations with that weir, overflow weir instead of
slots 5/8, 6/8.
And we're looking, and this is what we think there'd be like the operation of it.
Did you get it in both slots or just one?
No, we're going one slot now.
It's only one slot now, but looks at things.
From the looks of it.
So anyway, this is the address.
Can you make a first test?
The change is to make sure that there are always two avenues of egress out of the gate well into the collection channel. And so we either have two orifices available or a weir and an orifice available. So if one gets plugged, we can use the other one.
I thought during the testing we're going to test the orifice by itself. We're going to test the 14-inch orifice by itself. We're going to test the weir by itself. And we were going to test the 10-inch orifice by itself. So we get a comparison of these three different alternatives.
Well, I think
but you're saying you wanted to operate them
with
two of those at the same time.
That there'd be available in the event that one gets plugged or unusable for some reason.
Oh, that they're so just always available.
Available. Yeah.
So why wouldn't they be available? What would cause them not be available?
Well, I mean,
something's plugged.
It's just like have current and non-modified gate well, we always have two orifices. If one fails, we can go to the other one. This is the same idea right here, except it could be an orifice, a weir, or the other orifice. There's three different routes that they could go.
But don't keep them locked up in that gate well spinning.
Okay, just the framing of this I have a problem with. Shouldn't this go in an appendix as a prototype test?
Well, this is not a test. This is operation we're thinking of.
Well, this is a test.
Appendix A.
Yeah, this is a test. We don't know whether any of these things are going to operate
the
way we want. We don't know how to operate them yet. We're gonna work this out in SRWG of how we want this to operate.
Yeah, all test related ops.
I wouldn't put this in the fish passive plan. I wouldn't even have it discussed here.
Yep.
Until after we figured out.
This one and the next one, I think the research cons. In fact, they've put these in, but I believe they are in Appendix A, and I think the question.
You're correct. It should have been Appendix A.
You guys will correct this.
So. This one, I agree, definitely should go Appendix A. This one goes to Appendix A, not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is in Appendix A as well, I guess.
So the
that is correct. That should have been Appendix A.
LGR is LWG.
Oh, Jesus. That was an email from Granite, and so since they don't know their own acronyms, I don't bother.
I mean, we just found out, and it's not a sure bet yet, I don't know, that we're not going to have 5A and 6A available. But
I know.
Right. Yeah. Last I heard, it's tending towards not messing around with 6A.
I don't, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, sounds like we'll start next week.
Has it wrong.
We'll get an update, progress update, and we'll start working on the operation of how
within
this
the core. Yeah. It's I forget where it is. Yeah. I think it's down south.
What will be meaningful? So
central
south.
Yeah.
It's just that
there's a range of official acronyms, and LWG is the official.
Is it
LGR?
Whether or not the internal wall really was a benefit or not. I mean, you're losing these types of weird,
FPC,
but you can still make a judgment whether you're going to want to go
for years then.
It's been LGR.
It's really important time frame-wise.
Yeah. It's correct one, because there isn't looked at.
That's what we'll be able to know. Whether we want a second year of testing a weir.
Right.
At least even if
like
it's
important, it also consistent anywhere anyway.
You know,
we make a decision whether to complete 6A or not next year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We might find out that that bigger work is working just as good as this weird. Why all this money? Why all, you know, going forward?
Well, wait a minute. We've tested bigger orifices elsewhere and not made that decision. So
we haven't tested weird. Elsewhere.
No, we haven't tested weir, but we have tested bigger orifices.
Yeah.
We have tested a 14.
We did 1A at Little Goose, bigger orifice, decided, didn't make that much difference, never did anything else. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting that it's getting swarmed back into this decision again of just overflow weir versus orifice. But
Well,
it's important for adults, too. I mean,
that's the key.
Yeah, good point.
And there's another issue associated with this with this equipment is that the weirs will put more water into the channel.
Yep.
And I asked the engineers on this one if it won't overtax the dewaterer at the upwell, that granted they can reset the makeup water valve to maintain the proper channel elevation. Good.
Okay.
So there's enough flux in there that will accommodate this.
Okay.
So it's going to be new territory.
So I would suggest, though, that you guys contact Derek, and since we're this is going to change the study.
Yeah.
This is actually a study.
Yeah, I know, but the plan was originally have two of these, so you're supposed to do a side-by-side comparison. It's supposed to be slot versus orifice 10-inch, then slot versus 14, and you're supposed to be switching back and forth, so you didn't have to deal with seasonal effects, yada, yada, yada. You could also get a unit effects, but since that's not an option, we might want to talk to SRFG is what's the smartest way to do this.
Yes, we would like to have you have that discussion and agree, because in-house we talked about whether you should go ahead with research if you weren't going to be able to make a decision.
Next week.
I think the first step is next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. It's like someone call and tell Derek to put on the agenda.
It's going to be on the agenda.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure, because sometimes...
Yeah, there's a looks like a long discussion of it on the agenda.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. That's what I want to find out.
So I don't know if we need to spend any time on it now. I don't...
No, we agree.
No, I'm just saying this... This is what we're going to talk about next weekend.
This one here also, Tammy, goes to Appendix B, A.
No, we are not doing Appendix A here. That does not get done here.
No. This one. That's 002.
Oh, this goes to Appendix A. Yes. All right. That's acceptable.
Same comment as the last one.
What is the change here?
Well, so they need a different unit priority. And so
if they're doing a test.
This is for the test.
We're not talking about Appendix A today here.
We don't talk about it ever. That's all research stuff that you can figure out.
Well, it should. The PNN system needs to be reviewed if it goes in the plan.
This is
a teletype that tells the operator what to do. It's better to have the stuff that's experimental back in Appendix A, because once it gets folded into the document, people don't see it as experimental.
Well,
yeah, this is, see, FPP is a permanent change, sort of like.
Right, but it's only for a year.
And this is a temporary test.
No, but I mean, FPPs are only 1 year long. And so next year we unchange it is one way to look at it.
Yeah,
it just depends. On, operators tend to only look in this part of the body. They rarely go to an appendix.
But they get a teletype telling them what to do.
Yeah.
They do, but if you want them to use the FPP, they will not look in an appendix to find that piece of information.
They do for studies. Appendix A, they will go to.
Some operators, there's only one page that exists.
That's a poor operator.
I guess the only thing is not that we're so
he is a really dim view of optics. I mean, there are like a bunch of gorillas out there, and I just have no brains.
Most operators are going to hire any motion to do that.
Yes.
So you came in the NEMS?
I guess we might. So the normal operating range
is 12 to 16 inches. They brought it down to 12 inches. The dirty high turbidity going to fish.
Are you kidding me?
No, you were.
Holy smokes! What dam is this?
It's in the contract.
Are you letting them do that?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, got to count those.
The slot may go to 30.
There are chinook that aren't even that are bigger than that.
We
get halfway through it. We're going to go to six.
So some fish were getting starved.
I think it's in there. When we see the big boy go away, the open.
This is why we have only small fish in the Snake River. Did you hear that, Russ?
Yes.
I think we've solved the problem. We've cracked the code.
Correct.
Oh, why? There's no survival.
We lost Russ. It's
slamming me on the call here.
No, I'm just saying that we found the reason why you only have small fish in the Snake River. It's the count windows at Lower Granite.
Well, they only have one count window. They only have one last.
Count window, right.
We've systematically shut off all fish that are wider than 16.
Squeeze them down to a few inches. You only get bass.
Yes.
Before you write anything more there, who wanted this change? The slot may move.
It's not a change. It's a description of operation. F-back.
That was the thing is we got through and said, hey, by the way, what are the operating ranges of the crowders, the gas station windows? So that's what they've been adding in there. And when some of us have seen this, we're going, wait a minute.
What, really?
Are we going to 16 as the widest? The normal operating range is actually 16. That's only slightly.
I just love the minimum shall be 18. Mm-hmm. However.
However, which one is only going to 12?
We're at 12 to 16.
Yeah, 12 to 16. What?
I love it.
So they haven't been operating at 18.
Doesn't look like it since the normal range is 12 to 16. They go all the way to 30.
They've been away with this all these years?
So we're seeing about your dams. Your dams are just fine. They need to change forms?
I mean, I guess the question that I hear, Greg, is shouldn't the normal operating range be 12 to 18?
Well, it should be 18 to
30.
18
to 30.
18 to 30.
Yeah. If it's possible.
Hey, you know,
is there a reason they go that small?
I don't know. I can't look at your contract. But I was going to say, if you had a contract mod,
twist.
Or if you're doing a change, you might be able to make some changes. If we can take a look at it.
Yeah, this is all stuff, even though this is funny, that the project bio is it really pretty involved in as to whether or not it can move and things like that. So, I mean, once it's movable, then it's up to a counter to have that flexibility move the backboard, but most of these over time, because of the way things have evolved.
So, you're saying it's stuck at 12?
No, I don't think this one is.
I'm not sure.
This one's not.
Yeah, no, this was maybe one of the ones that can move. We just don't know if it can move the range. Right.
You just have
it
to
says
get.
It may move from 12 to 30.
That's what it says, and that's what we're that back room.
It may
like
move.
May,
it's
might
not
lift the left
fixed
foot.
In place. Let me put it to you that way.
I'm saying, if you're doing winter work this week, it might be nice to find out, can we put this thing at least at 18 as the minimum, and then if there's problems with counting, we can talk about it later.
Well, I think we need to talk about minimum. Yeah. What is the minimum?
What is minimum?
Yeah.
And if it's the minimum on the Lower Columbia is 18, and it's 12 on the Snake, why? Water clarity that much worse up there? With all the crap we have in the lower?
Sometimes it can be pretty bad.
The fish are so much smaller, you just hard to see them unless you're closer.
It's less pollution over there.
Yeah, less dilution.
Less dilution.
Of what is the question?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I was going to say, because I've always thought the snake was, I thought it was not as bad as the lower colony, but I don't know if you're wrong.
Well, there's usually a week or two when it's very turbid.
Well, Columbia can get very turbid.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, very, very turbid. Very turbid.
Steve Richards. See why it's that.
Narrow.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's one of those, it sounds like one of those slippage things that just kind of keeps creeping.
You know, we get awesome counting when we're at 12. Because only one fish can squeak through a door.
Or I don't know if it's a trap issue there or any kind of.
That.
No, it's not a trap issue. It's not a trap issue.
Pit tag detector issue or.
What is the reason for the 18?
What's the reason for 12?
I'll talk to him on next Wednesday, though.
Seriously. But that is interesting because you have a restriction in order to get fish through the adult trap, and so we're getting paranoid about the fish count windows, but then we've already got a constriction in the adult trap that's doing kind of a similar thing. So I guess you got to kind of keep everything relative here. You know?
Yeah, there's just not that many fish that go to the Snake River, so we'll get through there.
Yeah, we'll put a lot more
fish. We're working to remedy.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the entertainment.
Let's go to.
Well, so we'll have to track. Some say not approved.
Not approved. We're tracking it. Let's go to which one? What's next?
That's it.
We're done.
What about Chuck Lee's sites?
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's the next.
Next was a Dave Wills request.
There's a few others.
So we got lamprey tail screens.
Lamprey tail screens, truck release sites.
Appendix B, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's done.
And the McNary warm weather ops. Hey, we could do that one again.
And McNary transport, can you take another swing at that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Sweep that under
the sheet. There again, too. Yeah.
Lamprey tail screens.
How do you sweep lamprey transport under the sheet?
Oh, I'm just loading the sun.
Well, he's thinking what Bill Spurgeon did right. At Low Mo. Let's put those in everywhere.
Goose and McNary. Yeah.
So, is the reason for this one why Lower Granite is so special is because we get enough fry there that they don't want to leave the lamprey screens in?
They don't like to leave them in because they do not have exactly the same experience as everywhere else. They actually have had some issues. And we could have Mike Halter get on
what
and talk about
issues?
That.
I think it was a fish bill, slippery on Chinook fry.
So it's fry. So if they had a fry button for the counter.
Is that with the new screen design, though?
Yes.
I thought the only test of that little moment.
I thought we were most concerned about the new screen allowing fry to go through it.
Not the newest screen, but the new screen that we implemented 2 to 3 years ago in all projects. When we implemented that, then the only project that was still seeing an issue with fry was Lower Granite.
Isn't this about the newest?
This screen? Is about the slot.
Yeah, Low Mo was the newest.
Yeah.
Low Mo.
But that's what this is all about, right?
Yeah.
To install those same.
The problem is they haven't installed that one at Lower Granite yet. Now, if they installed that at Lower Granite, this may go away.
Oh, I thought we were talking about implementing these lamprey friendly tail screens everywhere.
This is what we're already doing. I think Dave Wills wanted
this is
to
first generation.
What we're currently doing the projects.
It is.
Time frame of when the screens are in. If it's the whole season, part of the season.
Yeah, but this was like first gen lamprey/fish friendly was what they got a Lower Granite. That was done several years back. The Low Mo one is the newest one that's been a Low Mo. It's a newer design.
Those wide slots. Out.
Yeah,
it's
but
got a teardrop one,
which has been studied a little bit with the video.
Ken is correct that Dave asked because he was having a hard time keeping track of what had been done and how we were operating everywhere. That someplace we put in, kind of, because there is a little bit of interproject difference here.
But what we're saying, I think, is the Lower Granite part might not be relevant with the new screens that were installed at Low Mo.
Yeah, and if it is relevant, then I want to know why, because that would question that these screens have a problem associated with them that need to be aware of. So, I mean, what's good for Granite should be good, or not good, should be the same for the others.
Well, you know, each project's unique. Remember, again, that the fish we're collecting at Low Mo, we're collecting with STSs, a little different situation than ESBSs.
Still a size.
It's a raceway.
It's a size issue, though. I mean, McNary's got a lot of fry, I realize that. all these projects have fry. If these things aren't good for fry, if they're killing fry, then I don't want them anywhere. But that's not what I got from Bill out at Mo. Oh, was wow. They were working well. Fry were going through them. Mm-hmm. The question was, do we want fry in the barge, or do we want fry going back to the river? I'd rather
have them go back to the river. That's not the experience that Mike Alter has had.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
That is not the experience that Mike Alter has had.
With these same screens.
Well, are they the same ones that they installed at Lomo and tested last year?
No, this is the mesh. It's about 12 millimeters.
Well, let's get on apples and apples here discussion.
So
but
I think that's my point, is that the lamprey's screens you're using at Lower Granite are different than the one they're using at Low Mo. Now the question is, I'm a little surprised the Lamprey Task Group hasn't prioritized upgrading the Lower Granite one.
This needs to be redone. Yeah. This needs to be redefined as exactly what screens are we talking about at each project. If we're talking about what Bill has done up at Low Mo, then I'm okay with McNary going to that. If we're talking about something else, like up at Granite, that's a killer, then I'm not, obviously. So, we need to get to that.
The issue that this is trying to say is that at all of the projects, most of them 3 years ago, and McNary finished theirs up, I think, 2 years ago because they got short screen, that we installed what had been researched and tested by Mary Moser, et cetera, that was original prototype by Bill Spurgeon, that was out in his criteria. We went through that. Mm-hmm. And everyone installed it.
Right.
This has nothing to do with the newer screens that are currently in place at Low Mo.
Oh.
But what it does is tell you that there's a little bit of difference as to how we're operating those raceways with these tail screens, that Lower Granite stands out as being different. Mm. That's what this is all about.
So, and I guess
is there some problem with that?
Risk of impingement of other small fish species.
Are they getting? Do they get impinged?
Mike specifically told me that yes, he has seen it, and that's why he doesn't do it.
Pinging lamprey or pinging?
I would say fry.
Fry.
See that?
Can you get bars up there?
Salmon fry
or something? So this is all new, though, right? This is all new language.
Well. This is at the request of Dave Wills what are you doing with, I don't know if I understand how you're operating with these new lamprey tail screens. Now, do you put them in everywhere and just leave them for the season kind of question? Could you put this in the fish passage plan so that I can remember and then years down the line people can know what we've been doing? Because
okay. Well, my concern now is, I don't know what's going on here, but if Granite is having a problem with these things, yes. They're all the same, and now we're saying are they going to be, whether they were or weren't, if they're in at McNary and they have a problem, then I have a problem with them being in at McNary, regardless of who wants to do whatever. We need to go back and step back and say, what are we doing?
Let's go back. Before we jump to McNary, let's hear from Mike Halter what the problem is at Granite. I haven't heard that.
But I just don't want to with this.
It's not a surprise, because that's why at Low Mo there was this new teardrop-shaped pattern, because he says, I was getting some fish wedged between here, and I seen some fry getting stuck here and here. And that's why they wouldn't try this newest structure at Low Mo.
Yeah, exactly.
It has seemed to have solved the problem, so I think that would kick it up to the Lamprey Task Group to say, hey, if we know we got the solution at Low Mo,
right.
What other projects are highest priority? Would it be Granite? Probably. Would it be McNary? Probably next. And then would you go to Goose after that? I would say, I think this would be a great thing to kick off to them and say, hey, we've got this thing at Low Mo seems to work. Should we install this new style at another project, especially like Granite, where we have to take it out? And then if Gary's got concerns about McNary, then maybe McNary.
Oh, yeah.
Good explanation, but it doesn't go in the fish passage plan. It goes to Fitterwig. Let's see, what we learned at Low Mo, can it be applied at Lower Granite? Does it need to be applied at Lower Granite?
No, exactly. I think the reason I put it in here is this answers Dave Will's question of how are the current, whatever lamprey screen you have at the projects, being operated?
Well, it doesn't go in a fish pass. That's a good question. Let's ask about it at Fitterwick.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's bad to have it in there. If you find out that Lower Granite, that you're taking the lamprey screen out halfway through.
Why do we ask questions in the fish passage plan? We ask questions now?
No, it's an operation.
It's an operation.
It's documenting how we're operating.
Right. No, I mean, if we would normally take the lamprey-friendly screens out when there are a lot of fry, then that's an operation.
Yeah.
If we switch out. And that's what I'm trying to get at, is if we're switching out of McNary and now we're not switching out.
We're not switching out. Yeah, what's the change? The only place we're switching out is Lower Granite.
Okay.
And the question is McNary then...
Then that brings up the second question.
Is McNary monitoring to see if they should be switching out?
Right.
Because McNary's probably going to get, it's going to be similar to Granite. It's probably going to be the next highest fry.
Until we get the new screens.
I mean, with Hanford Reach right there, I'm going to guess they're probably the next highest.
Well, they get a lot of fry. Yeah.
So they're probably going to see a lot of fry. So should they, McNary?
Right. I'm really concerned. Probably more fry than any other dam.
So they haven't noticed any, but they haven't put a camera in either. And recall that the results from last year of Bill Spurgeon was that there was a lot of turbidity in chunks of the season. He didn't even have any information. So we're kind of jumping ahead to an assumption that there's no issues here pretty fast.
I think that's what we're asking to verify, that they're not having issues. But the thing is, I think also, Lambert, if you had seen things get wedged in or stuck, you would have seen some evidence of that later. They didn't see any of that, but I think we are having to take another look at it this year, aren't we?
I don't know why we would be going to... I mean, our real concern was getting sub-yearling Chinook stuck in those oval slots. And that, I don't...
Get
that's
Mike
the only
tell
concern.
Us the size, because yeah. I'm not... You know, my impression of what he's probably seeing is that during high flow periods, outside of when we're having lamprey flushing too. So when he starts to see lamprey, he puts in the screens. Outside that, he's not running them because... He has concerns, and he's seen some fry, get killed, basically, is what I expect to hear him tell us.
Okay. That's what we need to find out.
So... Well, yeah, and this is one thing that might be a do-out for the Lamprey Task Group, which we don't all interact with, but, working out there on their own and not addressing kind of an issue like this, or maybe they're not even aware of it. It is something they should be aware of, because we're marching pretty fast to change tail screens out places, which costs O&M money, and we should work a little
slower. It may be the wrong
way, yeah.
Getting Mike in to talk about what he's seeing and what screens he has, so that seems to be a question. At least
That Mary studied, that all the study was done on, and every
it's
project.
The first generation.
That's right, first generation. Every
mesh,
project changed over to that.
Except for Lomo, they went to a different one after that.
Well, they tried
last
mesh,
year.
And then
Lomo
Mike
went to a
said,
new
hey,
one.
You know, I've got this idea. I've got too much wiggle. I'm seeing some stuff. So he tried this.
Fry are going to go through the low mo one, no problem. Yeah. There is sub-yearling size fish. If Bill's seeing gilling of sub-yearling size fish on the new low mo screens, then. From our standpoint, we're going to want to go back to small mesh to get away from these
problems. Small mesh, you take it in and out.
And another issue is you want to make sure that you have fish-friendly passage downstream in the screens, too.
Right. Go back to the bypass.
So you're going to cover this in SRWG?
Honestly, this would be Fitterwig.
This is Fitterwig. Are you bored?
Scott, I'm here for you.
This is what the meeting's all about, for all this discussion, right?
So
that's what you came for. You'd be disappointed if we didn't do this.
I think if Fitterwig adequately, Mike can give us an update of why he operates how he does.
So we got a follow-up issue, right?
Thanks. He's followed either Fitterwig
Both take to Fitterwig that you're under the impression that we have some differential operations, and has kind of the screen evolution been adequately tested before it's asked to be implemented?
Yeah.
Well, I think the mesh works. It's just it may not work across the whole season, so you have to change up.
Right.
And the question is
the season.
Then we got to talk about when.
Take it in, take it out. If you can defer.
We've got any fry around when that pair going out.
Okay. Shall we go to this one? This has already been dealt with. This one's already been dealt with, folks.
But this was, you got the wrong word in there. You will not use the Hamilton boat ramp, is what we'd agreed on.
Yeah, this is.
On the 8th of November, Gary said, no way, no how.
Exactly.
I have a concern.
And it just didn't get documented.
Okay. Because I was going to go.
I was wondering about that last time.
I was ready to launch into a whole long thing here, and now we're going to save Bill. We're going to save Bill that whole long. I can go back and tell you the whole story when we get back.
Good. That was on, the action was taken 11, the 8th of, during the UPPOM meeting on the 8th of November. It's actually documented in there.
The one thing that I was thinking about at that issue, I'm sensitive to what the driver is seeing. And if we can get a hazing, you know, like immediate, somebody down there to drive down, I don't know if it's outside the hazing schedule or not, but if you can get somebody down there and fire some shots off, get those gulls to move away from the outfall while he's releasing cold plug.
It'd be nice, but I think Burns said also in that thing that no core personnel will.
Yeah,
we're allowed to do.
He said no core personnel will be using fireworks or crackers.
Maybe something else.
Can Kevin just hit the button while he's releasing?
Yeah, maybe there's a button. There's no noise.
There's no propane cannon. There's a water cannon.
We need to find
it. He was going to check into
that. That's really unacceptable.
Tammy, I'll send you the quotes on the ones I've got on my InDrive.
For what?
For this one, it's where it quotes where it came from. Where what we decided on the 8th of November.
Well, this is denied.
It's denied. Oh, no.
It's
denied.
So basically, we're sticking to Dalton Point, right?
Yes.
Dalton Point is the only spot we're going to use.
Yes.
Right, but Byrne walked away with the thing to check into whether or not someone from the small monitoring facility could actually do the hazing instead of a core facility.
And probably not.
And no.
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
That's
what it was.
That's so. I mean, really?
No.
Pyrotechnics are gone.
Well, that's. How do you get a core person cleared,
apparently,
the driver, to actually go out and fire a blank?
For Portland District, it's my understanding that we
authorization to do that is a lot of training. There's a lot of effort.
But it sounds like the
you have to get an alcohol, tobacco, firearms for license.
Use a pop gun.
I know.
How about a water gun? One of those big pulsing
bazookas. I bet you there's something there that they can do.
Throw a water balloon out there.
Go hire some guy. Go hire some teenager from Washougal. He'll let off fireworks.
Let him run up and down the outfall, screaming with a strap. Yeah, the army can't shoot.
I can't have a gun.
Well, I feel real safe now.
Let's go to the airport. Is that
automatically? Well, Wallace will have to check on it. This is a project.
All right, well, sign it
down. We just have to call out the Marines.
What's next?
We can have Marines instead.
So have we done Marines?
Have we had Drakenberg with new Ice Harbor protocols?
We have a new protocol since we have supposedly a new draft in place.
There you go.
At Ice Harbor.
There you go.
You haven't seen that one.
I haven't.
I just handed it to
you. We're going to have to
set it on automatic when the truck arrives and all the stuff
that was
going
on. We got that one already.
I'll just notify all the guys if we wait 15 minutes.
Jump over this one.
Right, I'm going.
Don't even bring it up.
Yeah, simple. Stupid.
Don't even bring it up.
Two per lifting.
Oh, this one we're going by too? Oh, well, so is this one not approved?
This is going to be, we had a long discussion about that before.
What are we talking about?
I think we might want to give a little extra time just so people can read through and, you know, get us comments if they have them for that. That just gets set out late.
Which one's this?
Ice Harbor Track.
Yeah, we dealt with this one earlier today.
The changes look okay.
I haven't seen that. I'd like to look at that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I have to look at the entire operation, but the changes
transport
look okay.
It's just it's
trapping protocols in Ice Harbor. That's what we're in.
Well, okay, it's not so in my Word doc,
right now,
but that's all right.
If people have comments, they'll get back.
Okay.
No, I
get manner as possible.
Well, we can next up on
that. Okay.
It was in there?
Yep. Yeah, it's on page 66.
Okay, I should print that out.
I didn't have it.
Would you send that?
Oh, you can have it.
Separately.
I printed the 33
in the email.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll get it Monday. I'll get back to you.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, I was thinking, okay, you know, are you guys going to do anything different now that we're, I mean, not you guys here, but I talked to the people putting the trap in. I said, now, what are we going to do differently? How are we going to operate it differently? And this is their protocol that they believe they will be doing with this new trap in operation.
Well, how about we review it and we'll get your comments back?
I would love to have comments back on this stuff.
FPOM's here, not
2 fish per cycle?
2 weeks.
Yes.
That's probably enough.
No
more than that.
I don't want to. My phone's guys can't find it.
This is
one.
Look at also in that same section.
Look at also the one for the adult draft.
You got to get them handled.
At Granite, too. Let's review that one if you want.
What's that?
With the adult draft at Granite, make sure that one's
what's going. What's that in a whole new section?
Are you going
to
change that?
No, not going to change it. But is it the same type of protocols? Well, I mean, if the protocols look good to you, fine.
What's the trapping? Section J or something like that?
I mean, the changes they made look good. I just forget the whole operation.
Go through it.
So we're giving some time. Let's keep moving.
That's it.
Well, I think the only other thing I see in here did it.
Oh, Appendix G. Wait, you're talking about Appendix G, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, well, you got to tell me what Appendix G is.
The hardest one to keep.
I have this one right here.
Okay.
I was looking for another B.
So this is.
What's this?
There it is.
This is your Ice Harbor Appendix G.
We're back to that one again?
Okay. So we'll pass this, Tammy.
What's the final decision?
Well, they're going to give us comments.
Well, now you can look at it.
Well, let's keep moving. We're trying to get moving here.
Yeah, I'm saying one fifth for the Bill says five.
Where's the appendix for other species?
It should be appendix
B. Yeah, so it's called appendix. So we haven't talked about that one yet. We just want to make sure nobody has any issues.
I need to forward something to my library guy. I'm going to take a look at it. He's going to look at me.
So what's this one?
Not the last one.
Just outlines.
No, I have. I have appendix D.
Okayed by FPOM in the past, and it was another thing. It kind of was a fallout from Dave Wills, but you know, FPOM, because so much goes through here and people rotate a little bit, it's pretty easy to forget what you've already approved. You know, at least that would be my case. So I really wasn't aware that FPOM had approved, I think it's been 4 or 5 years ago now, the release of adult lamprey up into the forebay at Little Goose and Lower Monumental. Well, this writes it down here. It just kind of keeps a record so that we can look back and say, yeah, we did approve this.
Scroll down.
So this is all new.
Oh.
It's a new
appendix.
It just kind of like categorizes all the work you're doing.
It categorizes everything that's been
approved. No, this is the one that you had sent with everything else yesterday.
I'm sorry, I should have updated. Do you have the PDF that I sent out yesterday?
Is that the updated one?
Yeah.
The one that went out yesterday?
Yeah, it's about one of those, a lot more detailed.
Oh, here it is.
Appendix J, is that what it was going to be? Or I?
It'll be D.
D.
Oh, it is going to stay here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So,
did it say D as a delta?
Wow. Yes, that's correct.
Page 70, then, that's the one that's got the new. And that's new.
Yep.
It's current, correct.
Yes, new.
Okay, we need to review this.
Yep.
Come on, Tammy. Where's it? Where's it here?
But it should be, it's new to the document.
It should be
good.
It's
not anything that is new. We're not asking for anything that hasn't already been approved at previous meetings.
No. Well, since I don't remember any of it, then I have to look at it again and I'd say, wait a minute, what's this?
Exactly why we started writing it down.
We're doing an all day meeting trying to figure out where all this came from. So better off I don't even look at it. That's good.
Okay, so I don't even need to get to it now.
Click on the agenda. No, I'm sorry. Click on the agenda, change forms, and then go down to page 70. I don't know. It's a PDF, but.
So you can't make any changes to it.
That's all right, because you guys aren't prepared to make changes anyway.
Yeah, increase that a little more. My side's
okay. She's got some kind of air card thing going on here, so she's probably plugged on the fastest internet access in the whole country.
I'm on Cryptic Wireless.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Cool, I'll have to come over here and do all my stuff.
Why won't
I'll tell you, we won't take the password. Bring the June hog back.
Okay.
I've heard that one before. I could have probably guessed
that. It hasn't
changed.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we have.
That's a long password.
Wow. Yeah, we're high-tech security around here. We get really crazy.
What we don't know is how many of those are caps. Maybe June is a 6 instead of...
We cracked our code. I saw one thing in there it talked about... Have you talked about holding fish in here?
Holding fish, lamprey passage, facilities, migration.
So.
Yeah, Bonneville probably did.
Bonneville did? Okay. I know for a while.
Trapping. No, guess they didn't.
Scroll down because I think I saw it in the other version.
I was on that.
At the very beginning at Bonneville, it says no fish, including lamprey, will be held for other uses when recovered during dewaterings.
Oh. There you go. It's up at the beginning.
Yeah, that's probably some changes.
So this is what Dave wanted to
This puts
justify.
In one place again what's going on. You know, what people have.
For lamprey.
All right, I will forward on to my lamprey boy.
So when are you going to write one for bull trout?
Well, this was really envisioned to be sturgeon, bull trout, anything like that.
It goes in the bio.
If and when we have.
I was just joking.
Down the line.
Do you want to bring up bull trout now?
No.
Jerry's right in front of me.
They're so excited about it.
All three of them.
But they're tasty.
When fried.
See, that's what Dave said to me one time. What did you do those days?
You want to try to go over this ice trap thing real quick?
I never mind.
Do we need more time?
Okay. Yeah, one fish only per limb.
Trust me, I'll get hard.
We're going to solve the turtle. I'm joking.
He wants one fish.
Five, so
you want to get it over
to go
quicker.
Wrestle.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to end up at two.
I'm fighting two and a half.
We'll end up at two. Yeah. The one that was chopped.
But I don't even have that. Greg says he's going to send it to me.
Oh, God.
Okay. I don't so, you know. I didn't even know it was available.
She's the,
where'd you get it? Off of the 70 pages?
I think you said yes.
Oh, Anne has it.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Just about
okay. Okay. Well, we don't need it. So we're done? We're done.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. The thing is that we already
no more than one.
And I told him last year that I would get another
species. You're not funny, that your projects took us about 3 hours. See, I still have work to do. You've already finished all yours. Awesome. That's why I didn't give any of my projects to this guy.
You gained one.
You got four.
What?
You got four.
You got two each.
I know. Yeah.
Small projects.
Yeah.
Yeah, he somehow got out of that.
I kept all of mine.
He just kept them.
There's babies out.
Well, you have to go a long way to your office.
Yeah, a whole block. You got you came all the way down here for this?
Yeah.
You turned all the way back for an hour?
But I thought you wanted to be anywhere but in your office.
Well, I do. That's why I'm going home.
True.
I don't know if the spill issue.
How's the,
if I can get there.
Yeah, how's the weather there?
Well, my wife had a doctor.
It was thawing out.
She'd been waiting for
it
for like
good at John Day.
For months. And she couldn't make it.
I'm seeing her
coming down the hill.
Yep.
Almost crashed the truck.
That's
did
no
see
good.
A car flip off the rail.
Yeah, I got real bad. I mean, this morning, when I came in early, no problem.
Yeah.
Just wet pavement, and it froze up after 6 o'clock.
I did, but there were a lot of areas of wet, dry, and frozen.
I'm up in the mountains outside of Washoe.
Oh, okay.
So,
since then, because
even yesterday in Wawa,
I flew up about 4 o'clock.
About 3 o'clock,
it was ice.
Three, 4 o'clock, it was ice everywhere, and I'm all.
Yes, I pulled the temperature. It warmed up at our place here.